Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely.
Andre Mizrahi.
Hey, America. We are back on air again. It is Wednesday. How you doing? Same shit, different day. You know how it goes. Well, I hope everybody's having fun. And I'm not going to start off with no negativity today because yesterday was enough for me. And whatever all the people called me with, saying that he was doing this or he was doing that, let him have fun, honey. I don't have time for that. Because I am too old to be sitting here keep bickering with young queens. Period. I'm paying it. So, you doing? Well, anyway, it is Blog Talk Radio. Y'all already know all the drama about the numbers and 347-215-6820 Blog Talk, you know, all of that. I don't really have to say it no more because I'll be saying it every week, but there ain't no reason to say it because everybody knows it. How are you doing? But today is Mini Ball Wednesday. Next week is my birthday. So everybody's coming to support me on my birthday from different parts of the city. So yeah, I'm definitely having a Mini Ball birthday gathering next week. So I hope everybody can come and support, and whoever can, I understand. I'm not one of them that bickers and argues because somebody can't come to your party because they're forced to get wherever you got to go these days. How you doing? But yeah, I wish everybody can come out if you can. If you can't, I understand. Now I'll be 41 next week, the 29th. So it should be Banji Banji Con. I'm trying to find me something to wear now. And the $10,000 ball, January 23rd. It's a lot of people all day was calling me about this ball. So far, I have 25 people. I said I'm only going to 50 people. So I'm letting y'all know now. And it's a lot of main people that didn't get. I think out of them 25, I think 10 are the main girl that I really want to see, or 15. But 10 girls already got spots that I know of them, but they're not like the main girls that have been winning a lot or whatever. So please call my phone number and make sure I run down the list to you of what you need to do, whatever it's going to do. Next week, I will definitely start saying it on the radio, everything with the 10,000 and including all the categories and everything. The flyer came out at Jasmine Couture Ball. It's in Richmond, Virginia. It's a daytime ball. It goes straight to the nighttime because I definitely want all the categories to be sent. Okay? And one of the first category is Vogue. It ain't one category. It's four parts. But one of the first part is the first category, period. So all the Vogues would have to be in the building. How you doing? So definitely wanted to bring that up too. And I just heard in New York City, the clubhouse is opening back up, a new clubhouse. It's on 125th. And I got the address somewhere because I know it opens up on the, this Thursday. Yeah, it opens up this Thursday. So I'm definitely going to give y'all the address for that because I already know the New York girls want to pump anytime it's a mini ball and all the girls want to come and have fun. Definitely, that's how it goes. The address to the new clubhouse is 125th Street and Ann's Avenue, A-N-N-S Avenue. That's the Bronx, the 6th frame straight to Brook Avenue, and it's right over there. I heard it's a phenomenal place. It's a big place. And it's cute, so I think that's going to be the new clubhouse from now on, because this is the the address they sent me, and I just said I'll promote it for them. So this Thursday we'll be opening, and what's his name? Q, DJ Q, call me or text me because they wanted you to DJ this weekend. I mean this Thursday, so. Definitely hit me up some kind of way so I can give you the phone number for whoever wants you to DJ for the Mini Ball Thursday in New York City. Okay, got it. Good. And one more time, the address is 125th Street in St. Anne's Avenue. That's the Bronx train to the Bronx train. 6th train to Brook Avenue. Yeah. So 6th train to Brooks Avenue is 125th St. Anne's Avenue. That's it. 125th St. Anne's Avenue. The 6th train to Brook Avenue. That's the address. Okay. Got it. Good. If I wasn't doing too much and still in New York, I would have been at the mini function this Thursday. But in a minute, it'll be getting hot and everybody else will be coming out again because they love. And then it ain't nothing to do in New York anyway on Thursday. So I think it should be Banji Con. Should be real tangy slush about the situation. Well, next weekend is a big weekend again. So first it was New York. Now everybody's coming to Atlanta. My birthday is that Wednesday. That Thursday I'm having an all-black party. That Friday is probably 7 or 8 where everybody's going to have fun. /the Universe weekend. Saturday will be Fred's ball. Sunday will be Fred and Jack's ball. So the whole weekend next weekend should be really, really cute with all the fags. So if you have extra money and just want to get away for the weekend, this is a good place to be next weekend. A lot of people can be having fun in all different kind of ways and routes and things of that. So just for everybody to come down and have some fun. Okay? Got it? Good. So, yeah, I wanted to definitely promote next week for that. Let's see what's coming out. And January is Christmas is coming so fast. Oh, my God. Christmas is one of the holidays that just every time you turn around, it's here. And I always say I'm going to start Christmas shopping early, and I never do. So I said this time, let me try to really, really start early. But, yeah, Christmas is really here already. So anybody want to do Christmas shopping, I think y'all should start. Every time I go to the store, I'm starting to see trees and this and that and this and that. So everybody definitely needs to shop for Christmas early. Yep. So, yeah. So that's all I wanted to say for now. I want to go straight to New York City to see what the mother is doing down there. Kelly, the legendary one. Switchboard, are you there? Switchboard, are you there? Are you there? Okay, Switchboard got something to do. I apologize. Switchboard is doing something. So, in a minute, I guess Switchboard will come back. Because, mind you, I was in the bathroom setting up closet space. So that's why I couldn't see what the hell Switchboard have sent me, because I was in the bathroom putting up closet space. So, yeah. So, basically, what this is one thing I don't understand about fags, or is even individuals, and I thought I wasn't even going to bring Milan up because you don't disclaim kids when you go through it. Why you don't? Because family members go through things. So I don't disclaim my kids, period. So I could just say me and Milan is going through something right now. But what I don't understand about gays is why do people always have to stand out in a negative way. I never understood that. What is your purpose? Like, what is your purpose for me to get on Walk For Me and say anything that I felt like? Do you feel that? And then, you know, this is what I don't understand. Why do people say that when they was? It's a difference if it's the truth. It's a difference if you're there and you've seen it with your own eyes and you want to give your opinion with it. Then you can, but why do people hide behind windows and do it, even though he's not hiding because he said it was him or whatever? But I never understood that. If you felt any kind of way, or if you thought any, if you felt that somebody was in your family and in your corner, why wouldn't you ask them what happened or all of this? Because I don't understand what Jasmine could have did to him or what I could have did to him. Like, he didn't really went off on me, like, reading me like that. But at the same time, I felt that he did is because for you to sit here and say we both were judging, that's a slap in my face because I would never sit here and let two Mizrahis judge. So you telling me I'm, you know, after all of the years I didn't put in here, I'm nothing but a liar and don't give a fuck about nobody either, and that's what I took personal. But I don't understand what did Jasmine ever do to him? What did Kelly ever do to him? You know, this is what I really want to know is because I don't understand how he just comes out and just started reading everybody because of somebody didn't win. What was the whole energy level that I don't know about?
Andre.
Yeah, hello?
Hey, it's me. Listen. Well, I'm already hearing a whole bunch of different stories and a whole bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. I said it last night, and I'm going to just repeat it one more time. okay? Mm-hmm. If Milan wants to come on this show, he can come on this show. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to feel that somebody's going to mute him. He doesn't have to feel that somebody's going to siren him. He doesn't have to feel somebody's going to block him. Mm-hmm. If you want to come on this show, Milan, and express yourself, you go right ahead and do it. I think what you're doing is very catty, going on other people's shows or going running to, like Andre said, Andre is supposed to be your father. When you went through your issue with your $200,000, you called Andre up and asked him what you should do, all the rest of the stuff. He's supposed to be your father. You should have talked to him before you started running on Walk For Me Wednesday, stating that there's a Mizrahi set up and all this and that. You weren't at the ball. But yet you're jumping to gun and pointing fingers. If you want to come on this show, Milan, you can. If you want to call me up directly, you can. If you want to speak to Andre, you can. But you don't have to sit there and attack other people on other websites or on other talk shows when you can come directly here. There was 115 people in the chat room last night, hundreds of people listening, that you could have definitely came on here. A lot of people do not like you. A lot of people do not see you. But I would not have stopped you from coming on here expressing yourself. So I'm just going to leave it like that. You don't have to call Jennifer. Jennifer is not in control of this show. You don't have to call other people. You call your father or whatever you consider Andre this week, and you tell him you want to come on this show, and you could have done it. Or if you don't want to do it on the show, you could have done it face-to-face, over the phone, or however you want. But I really think that the madness needs to stop. Bottom line. It really, really needs to just completely stop.
I heard a lot too. I heard that that people was calling me saying, "Oh, he's reading me on this show, and he's reading me." I mean, they read me every day, so I don't really care what they say. But it's just the whole point of one. I'm gagging because I don't even understand how his brain ticks, and that's sad for me to be his father and don't know how his brain ticks, because that's a fool. Because you're supposed to know these things, or at least know a little bit about it, because every time he lashes out on somebody, I wonder why he lashes out. And, you know, I'm not the son, one that takes sides, so I don't take sides. I listen to a story and be like, well, whatever Milan going through, he'll be all right, we'll fix it or whatever. And then always, you know, it's always something with Milan, always in the middle of some kind of drama. And I think, you know, some people are just born that way. I think some people just like drama, regardless if it's good drama or bad drama, so they just want to be in the middle of it. But, Milan, if I'm a part of you, I would never let you have a ball, and then I'll come back and make up my story because I didn't make it to your ball, and then read or whatever something about you at being a part of the ball. That don't even make sense. Because you're a part of me, so that's what the first thing I would have did was said, let me call this man and see what the hell they're talking about. Because I wasn't there and tapes live and this and that, you know, or whatever you want to say. But just see what was his, you know, side of the story. Not to just wake up and everybody hitting me with, look what Milan had wrote about you and Jasmine and blah, blah, blah. The first thing I gagged at is, enough is enough. Andre and Jack rigging the ball, Andre and Jasmine rigging the ball, and they're judging together. In what country that you judge together in the same house? Like, come on now. Well, let's get off of that. I was just bringing that up because I don't know how Milan brain works. I have nothing against Milan. I still love Milan. If you want to read today or tomorrow, like I said, that's Milan. Milan is 900 miles away from me. Whatever Milan going through, I hope he'd be all right with it. It's ridiculous. Milan, you are too old. You need to grow up in any way that you can. And if you need my help to grow up, you know I'm here. But all of that catfighting and making up shit to just throw up there to say anything, that makes your name go down more and more. So you need to really think about that. But I'm good to go get off of Milan. And Milan, you just like Jasmine said, you're more than welcome to call in. And if you don't want to call in, you could just call my phone. You know my phone if you want to talk. If you don't, I understand and let bygones be bygones and whatever, whatever. I don't, you know, I'm just talking to let you know how I feel because I didn't speak to you as well as you didn't speak to me. We text each other for a second last night, and that was that. But this is how I feel about it. Pay it. Whatever you feel, and I'm just going to go with it, all right? But now let's go straight to New York City to the legendary mother, Kelly Mizrahi.
And now. And now. Put your hands together. On the bass. The real. To the
real. Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary Kelly Mizrahi.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on?
What's up?
Nothing. You know I plot. I'm plot. Still plot.
Plot.
I'm still plot. I'm still plot. Honey.
I don't know why.
Because I wasn't plot. I woke up today on the right side of the bed. And my children, 15 of my children from L.A. are still in New York. And we went out to the movies and, you know, excuse me, hold on. We had such a good time at the movies. And so, as soon as I turn, you know, my phone back on, I get a text message that Milan is reading me on the red carpet. And I'm gagging, like, oh, my God. She had more than enough time. She had 3 hours to take a call in and read me last night. Hold on. Hold on, Andre, 1 minute. Hold on. Talk for 1 minute.
Well, like I said, I'm not going to be one that, I don't give a fuck. If Malarm read me to my hair turn black, you know, that would never happen. I don't have time to sit here and be reading. I'd rather read in person or read while you're on the phone with me, but I'm not going to be sitting here calling into nobody radio show talking negative about anybody.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and he had more than enough time to call in and read last night. And then for his big fat Humpty Dumpty girlfriend, Miss Marco Herrera, to also get on the red carpet and try to read and talk about that if it wasn't for Jack saving the weekend was horrible, the weekend would have been horrible. Miss fucking Marco, as many balls as the...
What happened, Kelly? I think something happened with her phone.
Are we going to have a reoccurrence of this tonight? I mean, seriously.
Are we on air right now?
yeah, we're on air, but I mean.
But I'm over it. I guess when somebody vent out at you in different ways and venting out on 4 different people, they're going to talk about it, even if they're not, you know, because I'm over it. But at the same time, you know, this is really what everybody want to hear.
This is what we're going to do a little different, because I agree with what a lot of people are saying in the chat room right now. I agree with it 100%. We're sitting here and we're doing this. We're giving too much life to this. And nobody should be sitting here getting attacked or anything. Hold on. Let's get Kelly on the phone. I'm sick. I don't have time for it.
She needs a new phone, honey. She took some out.
What do you mean, wait? What is she talking about, wait? Oh, Miss Kelly.
And Tom, he gets back on the radio. I heard he's drama now too. It's like,
no, actually, I was on Tom's show,
mm-hmm.
and Tom did not do anything negative. He didn't do anything negative. He didn't say anything negative. He was able, and they all have a right. And I truly, truly mean this. They all have a right to say and feel the way they want. Hold on.
No, I just heard that he said something like, oh, they finally got him. I gagged when I seen him in that red jumpsuit. So they was talking about Larry. He was talking about Larry, for the father of Kentucky. What was that supposed to mean? And it wasn't a jumpsuit. It was a sweatsuit, two pieces. The girls, the girls, the girls.
Lord.
Yeah. Where Kelly at?
Technical difficulties.
Hello.
Yes, Kelly.
Yes, my phone. No, honey. They unplugged the phone in the living room. They was plugging up one of those phone chargers and unplugged the phone in the living room. You know, I'm cordless, honey. My phone is not cheap. But back, like I was saying, for Miss Fat, Nasty Ass Humpty Dumpty, Miss Motherfucking Marco Herrera, to go on the red carpet and talk about Jack saved the weekend because the ball on Saturday was fucking horrible, when she had plenty of horrible ass function in motherfucking Chicago and had lied to the girls and told the motherfucking girls that the cops was outside and they were shutting it down, and when the girls came outside, there was no motherfucking cops outside just to keep your motherfucking coins, bitch, to have a motherfucking rent party, you nasty, fat, motherfucking horrible,
okay,
disgusting,
yeah,
motherfucking faggot you. Hold on, I'm not finished with her, Miss Fat.
Just stop. Let's bring Jen on, and also we have a special guest that wants to come on. So let's just leave it alone.
Do it.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, it kind of echoes a little, but we can hear you.
Let me see. Yeah. Is better?
Yeah, it is a little better.
Okay. Now, I listened to the red carpet, and nobody read. I don't know who called you, Andre, or who called Jasmine, or who called Kelly. Well,
Milan did not
read Kelly. He didn't read anybody. What he said was he was just gagging at what you guys said about him last night, about him voicing his opinion on the Shade Board.
No, that was a little bit more of an opinion, how he voiced it. There's a difference of saying, I think somebody should.
No, what I'm saying is, as far as tonight on the Red Carpet Show, he didn't say anything. He was just saying about what he was just re-saying what he was what he said last night, whatever happened. Last night, he didn't read. Marco, on the other hand, said whatever he had to say about Jack. Yes, he did say that, but Milan didn't read.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody did call me and say he was reading, but I didn't even read back. I just said, well, if that's what he's doing, whatever, you know. I don't have time for it no more, period. But, yeah, I think, but truthfully, my bottom line is, Jennifer, if I'm going to say something negative, I think he said more negative about Jasmine than anybody. But if I'm going to say something negative about Jasmine, I'm going to have reason to say something negative. See, this is what I don't understand. Why do people just come out and blurt? It's a difference because he didn't blurt his opinion on what I've read. It was more disrespectful slurs and all kind of language that he have used. That's not an opinion. That's saying how you feel, period. That's more than an opinion. And, you know, that's where the disrespect and the shade came in. But to do all of that, was it something personal that passed through to get him that way? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, where did he come from with the attitude that he have against people when I don't even know, and this is my son, that they had an attitude against that person, or they didn't see that person in their eyes like that. So that's the only thing I'm saying. That was weird to me, but I don't know. To each his own. Kelly, are you there?
I'm here.
So what did you do today, Jenny?
Actually,
hold on, switchboard. I'm not Mitch. Yes, I'm packing his switchboard. Please get rid of him. I'm not playing with anybody. Block him. I'm done. I'm not Mitch. I keep telling you faggots, you're going to stop disrespecting me. Yes, I'm packing. Switchboard, block him. Anybody else that have anything negative to say about me, bitch, I'm motherfucking blocking y'all, bitch. I'm letting y'all know that now. I'm not having it. Go ahead.
I think Milan wants to con, so we're calling him now, and let's get this over with.
Hello?
Hey, Milan.
Hi.
Hi, you're on Tens and Top. With myself, Andre, Kelly, and Jasmine. And the rest of America that's listening.
Okay.
Basically, I guess they wanted to hear what you had to say, because I guess everybody's been calling in and saying, like, different things about what was said on your Twitter, what was said on your...
Hold on 1 second. Somebody wants to come on real quick before we get into that with him.
Okay.
So just let him say what he got to say, because he has to get up early in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Tom?
It's Blumenthal.
Hey.
What's the tea, Andre?
You tell me what's the tea.
Kelly and Jennifer, how are y'all?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Doing great. I hear Kelly saying that she's mad again.
I said I'm doing fine, Tom.
Oh, okay. Andre, you were questioning what I said about they finally got him, talking about Larry. That was an inside thing between Larry and I. It had nothing to do with you, and it really doesn't need to be taken beyond that.
Oh, okay. Well, it was. I didn't even hear it. They sent it to me, so that's probably why.
Right, I know.
Beyond that.
Right, exactly. So
it's
already been
taken.
It's already been taken out of context because, you know, it's been sent through channels, so obviously it's not going to get back the way it started.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, you feel free to listen to the archive if you want. It, you know, it was...
Oh, no, it wasn't that serious. No, I just brought it up because I didn't know what they meant by it. So I said, well, he probably would be listening before you go to sleep. So if he is, he'll hear it.
I just wanted to get a light of what it was going to give before I went off to bed, you know, just in case. You know, I just figured, you know, it might pop off. But, you know, everything seems to be cool. So I may be able to slip on out of here and go head on to bed. But I'll listen in for a moment just in case anything does jump. But it was nice seeing you at the function.
Yeah, it was nice seeing you too, with your toy.
Uh-huh. All right, well, I'll scoot along and listen in on the next drama that's about to unfold. I can hear it bubbling. Later. Yeah.
Later, Tom.
Yes, Jazzy.
Bye, Tom.
I mean,
all right, go ahead, y'all.
Go ahead, Jennifer, do the interview. Y'all was on the phone earlier together, so take away. Jennifer? Hello?
All right, who's on the phone? Andre?
Yeah.
Milan?
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Hey,
Jennifer.
Kelly.
I'm here.
Jennifer. All right, Milan, go ahead and say what you have to say. You're not going to get flashed. You're not going to get sirened. You're not going to get muted. Go ahead and express yourself. Who do you want to talk to, me or Andre or Kelly?
Well, number one, I really, you know, I don't have anything to say about the situation. I didn't want to come on the line to sit up here and argue with you or argue with Kelly or argue with Andre or continue the frivolous, you know, advocacy of just being obnoxious and rude to each other. I didn't call, and I didn't want to get on the line for that. Number two, I think, you know, what I said, and I still stand by everything that I said, is the fact that, first of all, I never said that I saw you judging the ball. I said I saw you on the panel. I never said, you know, Kelly and Jennifer was fat bitches and, you know, all this other stuff that was said yesterday. That was a lie. I don't even know where you got it from. Yeah, you said you was on my Twitter. You couldn't possibly have seen me say anything about Kelly or Jennifer, number one. Number two. Number three, let me be clear on the situation, why I'm so compassionate about the situation that happened on Saturday. I felt sorry for Christina. I felt sorry for Christina for the simple fact is that I saw the whole situation happen. I saw you on the panel, Jasmine, and it was your ball. I saw Kelly on the runway. You know, from what I hear is that Kelly wasn't really paying attention to the battle. She was pretty much watching over you because somebody was giving you threats of robbing you or something like that, if I recall correctly. But to sit there and know Christina personally and see her get assaulted from, you know, the very first thing that Ginger did to her was she tried to kiss her, but she actually headbutted her. It wasn't a kiss. It was a headbutt. And she pushed her into the crowd. And she skipped back into, like, four steps, and she went into a dip. She got up. You know, Christina was dazed. Christina did a little muscle thing, like, oh, my God, she's so hard. Why would she do that? Or whatever. After she gained her consciousness, Christina was slowly trying to go into a dip. Ginger is behind her. She smacked her hand three times like she was punching her in the face, but she wasn't. She was smacking her hand, and she went into a dip. She gets up. She grabs the gate. Christina is in her dip, and, you know, I know for a fact that Ginger didn't intentionally try to step on her, but she did. I saw Christina reach her hand up a little bit on, like, her left leg, and then I saw Ginger elbow Christina. When she elbowed Christina, then I saw Christina reach all the way up, grab her by her hair, and then I saw, you know, they were tugging each other back and forth with the hair grabbing. And then I saw Donald jump from wherever he was at and put Christina in a chokehold. While Ginger was pulling her the opposite direction, he was pulling her one direction. To me knowing Christina and knowing how much of a sweet person she is, it hurt my heart because it could have been anybody that was in that same predicament, and nobody stopped it. I felt as you, it being your ball and you being on the panel seeing the whole situation, I felt like as soon as the headbutt or the kiss that turned into a headbutt or the push or whatever that initial thing was, you being a respectable person that you are and a respectable, this is a respectable ball, you're giving away $5,000, I think it should have been stopped right then and there. You know, I don't think the battle should have been stopped. I think it should have been made clear that, you know, you two are bogus for $5,000. You can't do this or you'd be disqualified and let them battle again. When that didn't happen, and I heard the commentator, and I don't know who was commentating, whether it was Greg, Sylvan, or Jack, I heard them saying, get off me, bitch. It, you can see the energy in Ginger's performance went from being bogan, because she was bogan her ass off the whole night, period. Now, and I don't know if they didn't touch, if Ginger was still going to win or not, because Ginger was really bogan. She was not playing around. She was bogan. I would never take that away from her. But for nobody to say anything about that initial situation was disrespectful, and not only because it was Christina who's an icon in the ballroom scene, but just as a competitor at your ball, I felt like you should have did something. So I posted that. I also posted about this particular show because I've listened to this show before, and every time I listen to this show, and this is a totally different subject because I'm addressing everything that was in my post, every time I listen to this show, and I've said it before, almost every time I've called in and even talked to you guys, that every time I listen to the show, why are we always advocating or publicizing negative situations, fights, people getting maced, you know, somebody getting smacked or, you know, this person doing that. This radio station that you and Andre and Kelly has can be so influential to the ballroom scene as a whole because everybody listens to this show. Everybody who listens to you giving somebody life because of fighting, they think it's okay. We almost lost Sebastian Escada's life because of a fight. It's nothing about fighting that is good. It you make us seem like we're a bunch of animals. But every time I listen to this show, we're talking about somebody fighting, and it's and you know, and I'm not perfect. I've made mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes, and I'm not saying that I'm better than you or better than this person or better than that person. But sometimes we have to stand up for what is right, because if you look around, the ballroom scene is not getting better. When you hear Sanaya get on a phone line and say she don't even want to be a part of the ballroom scene anymore, she never wants to walk a ball. When I heard Christina say what she said, and then I love Jack to death, like, and I love Andre to death. But to hear Jack say so good riddance on his Twitter, you know, and hearing people saying, fuck that bitch, and just all type of shit, that was so, that hurts. Because these are people who I look up to. These are people, when I came to the ballroom scene, I always respect it. And then another thing, to sit, and we're going to get to what I said about you and Andre after the fact, and then to sit and not even and be in a gym and hear Andre, who is supposed to be my gay father, saying all the shit that he said about me yesterday, and I never once in my post read Andre. Not a single, it's not one part in that post that said anything directly towards Andre or Kelly or anybody else but Jasmine. And to hear and know for a fact that y'all sat on this line and tried to degrade me and read me and talk about my dead stepfather, like, how low can you go? And I did not say anything but voice of an opinion about a situation that was so tired and that was so tacky. And I've never did. And even in my post, you could have read, if Andre would have read the whole letter and or you would have read it, it was nothing in there. And even in that same post, I said, I love Andre to death. That is my gay father. I love Jack to death. I love the contributions the House of Ms. Rahi has done, all the people they have brought to the ballroom scene, X, Y, and Z. And you took it to the next level instead of just even Ginger apologized for the situation. And I just felt like you should have apologized for the situation. And I really, and again, I do still feel like Ginger might have still won, because Ginger was voguing her ass down. And I never said it was a setup. I said it was set, the way the ball was set up. And when I say the way the ball was set up, is I remember two weeks ago you said, if any house disrupts the ball, if any house has a fight, if anybody is on a runway, X, Y, Z, the whole house will be put out, X, all of this, it will be security, it will be that, it will be none of this, and it will be none of that. And then when I watched that tape, that is not what was implemented. So the setup of your ball was said to be one thing, and when I watched the tape, it was something else. Because nobody can set up a ball unless you're paying the whole judges panel, unless you've got your whole house on the judges panel, you got an inside thing. You can't set up a ball when it's different people from different houses on the panel. And I never said that you judge a ball. I said you was on the panel. That's an influential situation when the overall mother is on the panel and it's her ball, and the overall father is on the panel and he's judging. And then you have Kelly in the middle of the runway, who's the overall East Coast mother, and all three of y'all have this show that all the time will read somebody to smithereens if they disagree with you. And then you have a panel of people looking at this. And then you have Jack, who's another person who's a Mizrahi, you know, snatch these two people up and say vote when they weren't doing anything. They were fighting.
Milan, I don't want you to think I'm cutting you off.
No, I'm really, that's all I really have to say.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I understand everything that you're saying, but you're contradicting yourself. All right? I printed out your letter, and I have it right in front of me. Okay? And I'm going to read one of the sentences that you stated in here. And one of them were, by being 50,000 Mrs. on her left side, 200,000 on her judges panel, and 200,000 on the judges panel, and two main judges were Mizrahis, Jasmine and Andre, and Ginger not having a cunt bone in her body. Christina, you didn't have a chance in hell in a fight or a fair judges panel. Right then and there, you stated that me and Andre were the two main judges. Where did you get that from? And you just said,
you was on the panel.
That.
I said
you
that
just
both
said,
of you guys
okay,
were on the panel.
But you just
and I
said,
I didn't know if you voted. I also said that I didn't know if you voted or not. And I did say that you were on the panel, you and Andre.
You
both
said
were on the panel.
In the beginning,
you judged
okay,
or not, it does not make
listen,
a difference.
Listen, what we're not going to do is I'm talking to you nicely. So try not to
cut. I was reiterating the question.
But I didn't finish my question. Try not to cut me off. Again,
okay.
You stated two of the main judges were Mizrahi's, Jasmine and Andre.
I am repeating what you said. Okay.
Tell me when you want me to talk. I'll tell you when I want you to talk. We're not going to go into all this all night. Everybody in the chat is reading. Why are we even giving you time? I'll let your listeners, because I don't want to be
implemented on your listeners. If they don't want me on the line, I'm fine. I have a life. It's fine. I called in because I was asked to. This is your entertainment. This is your group of people that you are ascertaining to entertain. Entertain them. You can go back into whatever it is that Pins and Chops does.
We want you to feel that you do not have to hide from this. You could have called in here and expressed what you wanted, Milan. You didn't have to go to Walk For Me Wednesdays. You didn't have to go to the red carpet. You could have came here. You could have hit Andre up directly. You could have called me directly. You could have done any of that stuff prior to doing whatever you did. If you said you're attacking, you're not attacking, or whatever. That's what I wanted you to understand, that no one did not say that you couldn't come on here. And that's why I said you can call in. I didn't say I wanted you here because I really don't care. You can come here and express yourself just like everybody else does. I'm sorry.
If somebody disagrees with you, you will hang up the phone. It will be horns being played. It will be sirens being played. It will be a cow saying moo. It will
okay.
be all types of situations if somebody calls in and it's not in agreement with what you. I even know that when people say something in the chat room or something in opposition to what you and Kelly or Andre might feel, you will even delete them completely off of the board or whatever you got. I don't know what it's called, but you'll get rid of them. So me being the person that I am, I'm not going to put myself in a predicament where if I call in and after I get finished talking or when I'm trying to complete a sentence or complete a thought, yeah, I'm cut off and then somebody else goes into whatever they're going into and then my position is not even stood. It was another time, too, that I want to touch on, too, that I was talking to Kelly one-on-one via text. She was asking me, who was I talking about as far as being an icon that I did not see? And 5 minutes, I was muted on the phone, couldn't say anything, and Tony Milan called in. Kelly knows, and I text Kelly, who I was talking to, how the hell did Tony Milan get on here and go after me at my throat as if I was talking about her, and Kelly didn't correct her? That was wrong, too. Like, I've been in a position where I've been on this radio station. This is not my first time. I wasn't talking about Tony Milan the last time I was on here. Kelly knows exactly who I was talking about. So why would you or anybody allow Tony to get on this line and say all the stuff she said without saying, you know what, you might be right, but guess what, girl? Milan wasn't even talking about you. I have the whole text right here. It's stuff that you guys allow to go on that is wrong. And I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it, act like that is right. It's wrong. And it should be corrected. And I still love Andre to death. He still is my gay father. But he was wrong because I never said anything about him. Kelly, you were wrong because I never said anything about you yesterday either.
Milan, let me have it.
Let me hold it for
nothing. Milan, let me tell you what you just said about me. This is what you said about me. For you to sit there and say, first of all, you knew me for years. You have even lived with me. So you know everything about me, Milan. For you to sit there and get on that thing and say it was two judges, then you've taken all of my credibility away from me for my 22 years being in the ballroom scene, acting like I would cheat for $5,000. I don't give a fuck who wins because at the end of the day, it's not my money. That's what you did.
So you said all of that because I said it was two Mizrahis on the panel, and it really was two Mizrahis on the panel. Is that
No. You said it like we was judging.
Let me clarify something. If there was two Mizrahis on the panel, there was two Evisus on the panel too, because Jennifer was sitting on the other side of me, and Kenny was on the panel. So if we want to really clarify a lot of stuff, then there was two Evisus on the panel too. I mean, okay, seriously,
well,
this is really a joke. Listen to, and this is all I'm going to say about it, because this is like three nights in a row, plus all the other talk shows and everything. This is how I feel about the whole situation. Listen to what I say clearly. Blonde, I have nothing against you, okay? I never had anything against you, period, all right? In all your years of doing everything that you've done, and all your years of everyone attacking you, if all your years of people pointing fingers at everything you have done on Walk For Me and your balls and stuff, I do not pay attention to any of that. I keep my mouth closed when other people say what they say about you. I leave it alone. For you to personally attack me yesterday or Monday or whenever you did it, I find that completely disrespectful. But that is your opinion, because that doesn't make or break me. I really don't care what you feel or how you feel about it, because you were not at that ball. You do have a right to feel the way you do, though, and express yourself. But I think you, as a quote-unquote leader or a legend or a promoter, you could have done it a different way, especially not only when you're attacking me, but you're attacking Andre, or if you're not attacking him, or you're attacking his 20,000 and 500,000 house members or whatever. I think that you could have done it a different way. When we have personal issues with other leaders or other house members, we contact that other leader or house member. I know I do. I don't sit here and run a post on nobody or attack them on a radio, because I barely fucking speak on the fucking radio. Yes, I'm switchboard. Everybody knows I'm switchboard. Just because I don't speak or nothing doesn't mean anything. But, yes, I am behind this show. Do I control all numbers every single day? No, I don't. I pay somebody to do that. But you can call switchboard or whatever. This show is a different show compared to the shows. And if that's what the people want to hear, you can't control it. That is what they want. This is what they all listen to. This is why there are so many different shows out there. Susan and Kim show, Jahira's show, the red carpet, Tom when he wanted to come back and forth, and this show. If every show was to be as positive as we all want it to be, then I don't know what kind of different flavor would possibly be out there for everybody. I don't agree with one thing that I did last night, and I will apologize to that, to the community, because somebody again brought that to my attention. I should not be sitting here saying, when I see you, I'm going to fuck you up on air like that. That should be saying something I should say to you in the face, or I should just fuck you up when I see you. But I shouldn't be promoting violence. And I do apologize for that, because I don't want anybody to think that I am promoting violence. But as far as all the rest of that stuff goes, Milan, you're entitled to feel the way you want to feel. And I'm sorry, and like I said about Christina, I'm sorry everybody feels the way they did about it going down. But I think that if you would have been there, and you would have been more welcome to sit right there, if you would have been there, maybe you would have had a different opinion about everything that did go down. But by watching a videotape and talking to Christina and all the rest of that stuff, or however you felt it or whatever, I think as a leader, Milan, you could have done it a little bit different, because you are one of the top people that has helped put Chicago on the map. You are one of the top people that have done the things that you've done. And I don't think people will be looking down to you all the time the way they do if you would do things a little different. But again, that is my opinion. But for you to attack me, attack the house, attack Andre, or whatever you did, or call this setup, or say all this stuff about Ginger, the bottom line is you have a lot of respect for Christina. You respect Christina. You were upset that Ginger won over her. And
no, I was
not.
I was never upset that Ginger won over her. Please don't say that. I was never upset that Ginger won over Christina. Whoever won would have won. What I was upset about is the way the setup, the situation of Christina getting abused and nobody saying anything. And even if it was a mistake, it still should have been stopped. I am not upset that Ginger won. Ginger, again, and let me say it clear again, this will be my third time saying it on this show, Ginger was voguing down. Christina was voguing down. So please don't, please stop saying I was upset that Ginger won, because I was not upset that Ginger won. I was upset that Christina got assaulted and nobody stood up for her. Nobody said anything. Nobody stopped the battle. Nobody let them rebattle. It seemed like she had not a chance in the world. So that's all I was saying, because it was left, it was done, the votes were tallied, and Ginger got $5,000 without a rebattle or a re-situation where these two girls were actually fighting and nobody really was voting for $5,000 at that particular time, period. And I'm not the only one that's saying this. And the reason why I am the person who you even have on this show talking about it is because I'm the only person that said it under my screen name. It was 5 or 6, 7, 8, 9 posts on Walk Me Wednesdays with 6 or 4 or 5 pages of people saying the same thing, but you couldn't call any of them because they were all anonymous. I was the first person to say it under my own screen name, so you can hear me clearly and so my voice can be heard, because all of the, if I would have posted on an anonymous screen name, nothing would have been done. So I'm, you know what, and I'm going to say it, because I don't want this to happen at another ball. You give away $5,000 at least once or twice a year. So if another ball comes and you have a situation where somebody is basically getting hurt or assaulted, I want you to be clear that you're going to stop it. I want it to be known that you're going to say, you know what, I'm not going to let this allow this to happen again. You know, this situation happened, and you're right. You're right about something too. Maybe I could have done it a different way. I told you I wasn't perfect. You're right. But it's a lot of stuff that all of us can do a different way.
I agree with you on that one. I
will apologize on the fact that maybe I could have done it a different way. Maybe I could have called, but I also stated earlier how I felt about the show. If I was called in, I felt like I would have been muted. The sirens would have came on. Somebody would have probably been cussing me out. I would have been clicked off. You know, all of that. You know, who has time for that when I can just post it up and know that you will hear me and hear me out, and it'll be clear that I said it and my whole thought process will be completed. So, again, I do apologize for that as well. But I'm not going to take up too much of y'all's time on y'all's show. Y'all can continue y'all's show. Andre, like I said before, I didn't disrespect you. Kelly, I didn't disrespect you. And I would appreciate if, when I don't disrespect you two, I don't appreciate being disrespected, because I have never disrespected you, Andre, ever.
Well, I feel like you have. I feel that that's why I came the way I came, because I felt that I was disrespected. So that's your opinion. You might feel that you didn't, but I feel that you did.
Even when I have felt like Andre has disrespected me, and you know me, and I can bring up so much stuff, but out of respect, I won't. I have always talked to you one-on-one. I have always called you. I have always texted you. We have always talked on IM. We have always seen each other and voiced our opinions. We have never had this problem in a day. In all the 12 years of you being my father until this show started, we have never had a time or day where we have ever had any problems.
We never had a time or day where you put my name in some kind of message either.
Your name was not in mess. You were on the panel. Jasmine was on the panel, just like Jasmine said. Jennifer was on the panel. And
Milan,
the other,
if you read what you
panel,
wrote and you keep
was,
reading it,
it
and
it
look at it from
say,
another point of view, you would see exactly what I'm talking about.
But when you know me as a person, Andre, you know that, and you know our situation, then that's when you will say, you know what, maybe I'm reading this wrong. Let me call this big head bitch like you call me all the time and ask him, was he really trying to comfort me? Because the way I'm looking at it, it looked like Milan is trying to read me. But you didn't give me that opportunity. You didn't even give me that chance. You got
because
on the show.
You didn't give us no chance either. But first of all, I'm your father. That shouldn't even been written. Out of respect, I would never write nothing about you or your family out of respect on that. I would come to you first. So you're still disrespectful.
You wouldn't write anything about my family, but yet and still you have a radio show where my mother, being a crackhead, supposedly.
First of all, did I say anything out of my mouth about your family or you?
About I should have took the $200,000 and did something myself, went to college, you know, just... I mean, whatever the case may be...
I did not say that.
However it went... Because I didn't listen to the show. So however,
see,
it went,
that's
Andre,
the
let,
problem
let,
right
let
there.
Me say,
that's
can,
the
let
problem.
Me say something.
I just
let me
felt
say
like
something.
It was disrespectful.
I'm the one who said all that. And Milan, in all honesty, I apologize for talking about your mom and your dad and all the rest of that stuff. I should not have said that. I will stand up and say that. And believe me, I am not apologizing, trying to make myself look any better, because I really don't care. But again, sitting here thinking about all that stuff, my mother died of drugs. So for me to sit here and talk about somebody else's mother, I do apologize for that. So if
well,
I did say anything,
my mother
let me
is
finish.
Not, first of
okay,
all, my
well,
mother is
I'm,
not
I'm
on
still,
drugs.
Okay, well, your mother's not on drugs, but I still was talking about your mom. And I apologize.
Okay.
Again, I'm apologizing for saying that. But again, what you are doing, Milan, is you're basically trying to make yourself, you're just making excuses. The bottom line is what you should have done is went to your father. You should have talked to him. You attacked him. You attacked the family. You went to your father. And you didn't go to your father first. Bottom line, you said what you said, and you're making yourself look a little bit better.
I don't think saying that to Ms. Rahi on the panel is an attack on Andre. I'm sorry. And again, and I might say it again, because that's not an attack on Andre. If it's to Ms. Rahi on the panel, whether you voted or not, it was to Ms. Rahi on the panel. That is not an attack on Andre. Nothing is an attack. That was, there's nothing about
what,
it being to Ms. Rahi on the panel
on,
an attack
on
my father Andre,
on.
Period.
Hold on, Milan, because this is what I don't understand. Now it's a problem that Jasmine and Andre were sitting up there. Jasmine and Andre were sitting up there with DJ. One to 5,000. Jasmine and Andre were sitting up there when Cat won the 5,000. But now
Jasmine and Andre were sitting up there when Dee Dee, and it wasn't even my money. Jasmine and Andre were sitting up there when Dee Dee won 7,000.
But Kelly, you also know. You also know that that was a problem, Kelly. Don't act like this is the only problem, because when DJ won the $5,000. And Andre whispered in
Hold on. You had
okay.
Time to talk. That is my time. He whispered in Jasmine's ear because I was standing in the same place I was standing at that night, this past Saturday. He whispered in Jasmine's ear who he gave the vote to, and that's when Jasmine
right.
said who won the money. He every time it's a $5,000 category, Andre and Jasmine is sitting on the judges panel together. But now that Christina allegedly got attacked, it's a problem. Because now it's one of your girlfriends. So now it's a problem. Now it's a problem that Andre and Jasmine is sitting up on the judges panel because your girlfriend got attacked.
No, Kelly. It was a problem when Andre and Jasmine was sitting on the panel for DJ winning the $5,000 too.
It wasn't me
who said anything, but it was said before. Don't act like I'm the only one that's saying this. Don't take me.
You're not the only one that's saying this.
Because
but the bottom line is,
I'm the only person that's doing it.
But this is common sense.
Hold on, Andre. This is the difference, Milan. This is the difference, right? This is the difference between you and everybody else that sits on Walk For Me Wednesday. Everybody else, I'm Andre's child. You're Andre's child. You have Andre's number the same way I have Andre's number, the same way any person that's Andre's child has Andre's number. If you had a problem with that, Milan, you could have picked up the phone and you could have called our father because you're a part of the family. It did not have to go to everybody in the scene if you had a problem with that. You could have picked up the phone. That's where the problem came at with Milan. When Milan, when you had that issue about your mother, you didn't get a Walk For Me Wednesday and ask the people what did they think. You called your father. Why didn't pick up the phone and call your father about this issue if Christina is your girlfriend? Why go up there and try to belittle your father on Walk For Me Wednesday, Milan? Answer that question to me.
Never again. Let me be clear. I never tried to belittle Andre.
You did,
When you talk about Andre, you talk about me and you talk about the house. What are you doing?
I'm sorry, I didn't get what was the question?
You're talking about Andre. You're talking about me and Andre on a panel. You're talking about the Mizrahis. You're talking about all this stuff, but yet you don't feel that you're belittling Andre?
I don't feel like saying that it was two Mizrahis on. Again, I don't feel like saying that it was two Mizrahis on the panel was belittling Andre. Just like if it was two Ibisus on the panel, and I would have for one saw Jennifer sitting on the panel as well, I would have said it was two Ibisus on the panel as well.
I don't understand
disrespect.
But I could see you saying that if Jennifer was 135 pounds, but I don't understand how you ain't see Jennifer sitting right there next to Jasmine. I don't understand that.
I didn't see her. I'm sorry.
Kelly, I don't think he's seen her because on the DVDs, you don't really see Jennifer over there.
Baby, when
the
they get, recorded. The new version that they put up on Walk With Me Wednesday that everybody said where Ginger headbutted her, and you're seeing straight to the stage, you see Jennifer sitting right there.
So, okay, we've already spent an hour on this.
Yeah, we did.
Milan, I think that whatever personal issues that you want to express to Andre or something, Andre, your personal
issues. I don't have any personal issues with Andre.
Okay, well, I just
think
that you guys should talk about that on your own. Milan, if you have a problem with me, you can say it now. You can say it on Walk For Me. You can address it to me, and I'll gladly talk to you about it or whatever. So do you have
I have a problem with you, so I'll say it right now. The problem that I have with you and the problem that I have with the collections ball that just passed is that you sat on the panel and you watched Christina get assaulted and you did not stop it.
Okay.
That was my problem. Let me finish.
That was the only one.
That was my issue.
You just said you only had one. Can we address one first?
I have two. I'm sorry. Go to one first. We can go to one first. I'll say the other one later.
First one, like I stated, and I will continue to state again, from where I was sitting and watching this category in Jason Escada. And Andre was right behind me, as well as Stiffy and Hector and James Icon and Man Prodigy. Bottom line is what we seen was not, we didn't see a headbutt. We didn't see a kiss. We didn't see any of that stuff. We seen Christina fall right there on those children. She looked around in circles like she was shocked. She got back up, and she started flexing her muscles. As long as I knew that she wanted to continue, I didn't say nothing. If she would have stopped and said, then they would have been stopped. But my
thing...
But at that point, she continued. Now, I will say this. Tonight was my first time hearing about somebody getting stepped on because I did not see nobody getting stepped on. Okay, that was the second thing that I'm just finding out about. The only thing that I seen was the performance, and it wasn't 30 seconds. They did a lot more than 30 seconds of performance. And when Christina performed and he performed and they battled and she fell, but she got up and she continued, like she pushed it off her shoulders and she continued, at that point I said, let it go. And they continued. As far as her getting stepped on or whatever, I didn't see that. But I did see her climb up his back, pulling his dress, pulling his hair, and then at that point I already knew that was it. Now, as far as everybody running to the judges and saying, give me a vote, give me a vote, give me a vote, I don't know what should have been done at that point. Do we stop it? Do we continue? Personally, I think the voting should have stopped right there because you still have legendary judges that are on that panel, leaders of houses that are on that panel that are able to say, no, I don't. Just like James said, he didn't want to see Christine and Deja. He couldn't even vote for the first battle. He had a right to sit there and say, no, they need to continue to vote. They need to continue to vote. James didn't stop it at that point. He decided on who he felt was the winner. So did all the rest of those people. So it doesn't always have to be Jasmine.
Hold on, wait. Let me say this. I can apologize. I am a respectable person. I can apologize when I'm wrong. Because what I can say is if you didn't see the situation and from the other point of view because you wasn't on the other side of the panel or the other side of the them performing and you couldn't possibly, you probably didn't see it, and you voted for that reason alone, then I can apologize. But from what I saw on that tape is the situation that I spoke upon. And at this time, after you reviewed the DVD, you saw it today or you saw it yesterday after it was over with, I can actually say that I apologize if I jumped the gun and spoke too soon because you didn't see what it was until after the fact.
But if that's but okay, and I understand that. But then that's the case. The whole judge, what judge is going to sit back and see all of that and not stop it? Out of all them judges, she just said. So that means that point of view, none of us seen that. What we did see was just Ginger kiss and push her and fall back. Other than that, I didn't see anything either. I don't think none of the judges seen what everybody claiming they saw. Because I still I need to see the tape you seen because I still didn't see it.
Again, if you guys didn't see it, that is perfectly fine with me. And I apologize if you guys didn't see it, but it occurred. And that's why I spoke upon it. And again, maybe the judges didn't see it. Maybe they all they saw was her head behind, you know, all they could see is Christina's head, her fall, and continue to vogue. Like, you know, maybe you thought she probably tripped and, you know, Ginger didn't really push her or whatever. But these are things that happened that we saw. So it was kind of disturbing to me and a lot of other people who actually saw the other side that didn't see the battle being stopped. Again, that's from our perspective and from you guys' perspective, you didn't see it. Okay, I agree with you. And, it, you know, again, it was wrong on both on everybody else's part, including my own, if we didn't understand that you guys didn't see that. But what I do want to say that it did occur. And what I do want to say is that I do apologize if I said too much because I was upset about Christina getting attacked and nobody doing anything. But from my perspective, that's what I saw. And from and I would have thought that you guys would have saw the same thing, being as though you guys were at the ball. So, and that's really all I can say, you know, that it was a, it was, you know, a blind spot on your, on the judge's behalf.
Okay. Well, on that
note, well, one thing I would definitely want to clear up is, and I truly say this from the bottom of my heart, being a female figure in this ballroom scene, I brought this up to many people, and we're actually supposed to be having a topic like this next week on Jahara's show, as far as, you know, female figures and all panel female figures on the show. I feel that a lot of female figures have definitely lost the respect in this ballroom scene, and how the butch queens do not respect the female figures. That is one of my things that I felt for the past few years when I've left and I came back to the scene, how the butch queens do not respect the female figures. And if I would have blatantly seen Ginger hit her as a female figure, the way that everybody states that it happened, and I'm not saying it didn't happen, but if I would have seen that, I would not have let that go at all, because I don't see butch queens disrespecting female figures, just like you said.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because that's the only problem. That's really the main problem that I had with that particular situation or that ball, is that I felt like you saw it and didn't do anything. I felt like Kelly saw it and didn't do anything. But, you know, from what I heard is that Kelly was paying attention to you because of the fighting, the threats or whatever that was happening or whatever about somebody stealing you the money, there was a reason why you gave the money out the next day or whatever the case may be. But from what I saw, I would have thought everybody that was there would have saw it as well. So, again, I can be wrong. I never said that I was right all the time, 100%, you know, but from me seeing what happened to her, it was disturbing. It was a disturbing situation, not only because it could happen to anybody, but because it was a person who is 40 plus and is still out there representing, still out there doing her thing, still out there trying to, you know, participate in a scene. And she's an icon, and it hurt. And she's a female figure, like you said. She's a female figure. She probably weighs no more than 160 pounds, and it was hurting to watch. If it was Sanaya, it would have been hurting to watch. If it was Andre, it would have been hurting to watch. If it was anybody, it would have been hurting to watch. But these people are people who I look up to for years. So I was really hurt by the situation. Again, you guys said you didn't see it that way. It didn't happen. Or you just didn't see it because of the blind spot you was in. That's great. But I'm here to tell you that it did. And I'm here to tell you that that's the reason why I spoke out and a lot of other people spoke out as well.
So you felt that you had to personally attack me when you spoke out?
No, I didn't feel like I had to personally attack you. I felt like, if anything, if I'm going to say the situation and see what happened, I was upset that you did not do it. So maybe, again, I was upset because you sat there and watched the situation. So it kind of upset me. So, of course, yeah, I'm going to say something – Like, why is she up here watching this situation happen and not doing anything about it, X, Y, and Z?
I understand, Milan. And you know what? And I respect you. If that's how you truly feel about female figures, then you happen to be one of the butch queens that do respect the female figures. I do understand that, and I respect you for that. But do I believe that you respect all the female figures? I have to take my... Yeah, I can't. I don't believe all that. Because the way you completely disrespected me, I think that that was a fucking fool. But, again, you are entitled to your opinion. But for you to sit here and say that I'm somebody who has never walked a ball before... And all I do is throw away money. I think we should really question how much of ballroom history do you know? For you to sit there and say that I have never done anything but just walk into this ballroom scene and throw away money, that means that you don't really know much about Jasmine Couture, Mother Couture, or whatever you wanted to call me back in those days.
I don't. I'm sorry. I've been walking
around
for 12 years.
And you
only saw you the last 2 years, so I'm not going to sit here and act like, you know, I do, because I don't. I really don't.
But,
I've been walking around for 12 years
because,
and didn't know
because
who
you don't.
Let me be clear, because I'm not going to say it didn't happen. Oh, just like you said, it didn't happen, or it may or may not have happened, what Ginger did to Christina. I'm going to sit here and say that I don't know if it didn't happen, but I know from my experience in the last 12 years of ballroom and me, my participation, I didn't see you or know who you was until you started giving away money. I'm sorry. If you did have a ballroom career, you know, before my 12 years, okay, I didn't know about it. I still to this day don't know about it.
Well,
so, I'm not going to be blind and lie and say I do.
Well, he probably doesn't know because he comes from Chicago.
Well, he's been out for 12 years. I've been out for 14 years. Jasmine was out walking Big Girl's face. Before any of these girls, before Shay Shay and all these girls was walking, Jasmine was walking face with the little girls.
We don't need to go into Jasmine Couture's history. But bottom line is, if he did know, again, I think Milan, and I really have nothing against you personally, because I'm not one that makes people. I'm not one that judges people. I'm not going to judge you based on your actions or anything that you've ever done in the past. So many people read and say all these things about you. I never judged you. I wish you would have never judged me. And I just feel like, you know, you did, but that's fine. We stated what we stated. I think we should end it on that note. Again, I apologize on my personal attack towards your family or what I said about your family, but I'll leave it at that. Again, I said what I felt again for the third day in a row. Two shows about Christina. She feels the way she feels, and I'm sorry to her as well. I know she doesn't want to hear that, but I think that we definitely need to end this. But I'm not going to let somebody personally attack me or my character or what I've done in this ballroom, because what I've done in this scene and the lives that I've changed, if y'all see it or not, is nothing that people have even considered or are capable of doing. I'm not saying capable, because things can change for anyone tomorrow, but for you to sit here and judge me or judge anything that I stand for, I just find it very insulting, but I'm not going to dwell on it anymore. On that note, I think we just need to move on. It's almost an hour and a half on this show. The chat room is reading because they want Milan gone, and the phone lines are lit up.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hello? Anybody
yep.
out there speaking?
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope all of this...
Are we supposed to be calling the other one up now, too? Did he say he wanted to get called up?
Who?
Kelly. Kelly.
Who? Where is Kelly up?
She's having her own problems. I'm going to clear the line so some of you people can be on. Just call. Kelly got disconnected again.
And Ginger got disconnected. I mean, Jennifer got disconnected, period, about 20 minutes ago, but she sent it over what you was talking.
Mm.
Hello.
Hold on, I think somebody wants to come back on.
Cool.
So much going on.
Had to put Jennifer through too.
I need her number. I don't have it in front of me. Her number has changed.
Call Martha.
Okay, I got your number, Jennifer. Hold on.
You know, Desmond, I just sat here and listened to all that foolishness, and I have a headache now.
I'm sorry, Tom.
Why you got
Are
a
you
headache?
There? Tom?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
What's the headache?
Why
do
you have a headache, Tom?
I have a headache listening to all that foolishness from that, oh, I don't want to call her name. All that double talk, bipolar foolishness has given me a headache now before I get ready to go to bed. Now I got to go to work in the morning. This is ridiculous. I mean, you read the quote. Can you read the quote again, Jasmine? Because I don't think y'all really addressed it the way it needed to be addressed. But can you read the sentence?
I'll read the whole thing.
No. Let her read the whole thing, because that's why I got mad, because I read the whole thing. And he's saying it like I got mad for no reason, like you didn't attack me and my house.
Okay, enough is enough. Since no one is going to say shit, I guess I will. After looking at the clip, fuck the battle. Why was it two Mizrahis on the panel? What the fuck? Jasmine and Andre, this is fucking foolishness. Lastly, I saw Ginger grab Christina's first, headbutt her dip, come back around, grab her, Chris, blah, 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 grabbing. Why didn't they battle over? Why wasn't the battle stop after the headbutt? Blah, blah, blah. Commentating, hyping up the situation. Get off me, bitch. Blah, blah, blah. Christina, you should have did more than that after the headbutt yourself. By judging from the evidence and clip, by being 50,000 misses on the left side, 200,000 on the right, judges panel with two of the main judges, Mizrahis, Jasmine and Andre, and Ginger not having a cunt bone in her body. Christina, honey, you didn't have a chance in hell in a fight or a fair judges panel. Looked like a setup to me. No shade, the ball was a fucking joke. And then it was a lot of stuff more on Jasmine, honey, next time, da-da-da-da-da.
The thing that I wanted to touch on was a particular sentence that you brought out, Jasmine, that Milan never addressed, which was, the two most important judges on the panel, when clearly y'all had already stated that you weren't judging the ball. And the problem that I have is not even all of the attacks that were made in the email or whatever the hell it was, the post or whatever it was online. It was the fact that here this person is who has zero credibility when it comes to giving balls, based on the history of all the many shenanigans that this person has pulled. How dare you question anybody regarding what they did at their function, when you, your own self, have had many questionable balls in the past? That's what I have a problem with, bitch. I'm one who went to Chicago not once, twice, for balls that you gave, that you done had some kind of stunt and have the ball shut down. A bitch got raped or some other stupid shit happening. Bitch, how dare you come for anybody based on the shit that you have done in the past? You must be kidding me. That's the problem that I have. It's not the fact that I don't use Milan, not taking any of that into consideration, but, bitch, you have tried it on many of occasions, your own self, and you have the audacity to put a post up talking about anybody? You must be crazy. You are a fucking fool. And I'm sitting here with a headache listening to all that foolishness, because I'm sitting here gagging that this person has the audacity, and never once, Jasmine, did Milan address the question that you raised. Why did she make that statement about the two most important judges when she had no knowledge of that at all? The bitch wasn't at the ball.
That's my problem. She was not even there and made a post.
Not even at the function, going off what other people said. And have the I don't get it. I mean, bitch, well, who are you to make the, I mean, what? That's what I'm saying, bipolar. That's bipolar. Bitch, you need to be on medication because something is not right. It's an imbalance. Something is not right there. You can't have a ball where you claim somebody gets raped and you have the police come in and shut the ball down. Bitch, you take the cash register and bounce, leaving your guests in the ball to possibly get locked, not no telling what might happen to them. Bitch, you dash with the cash, and you going to question somebody else's function? You must be crazy. That has got me heated tonight. I can't believe it. This I should have addressed this shit earlier. This fool is crazy. I'm sorry, I have just had enough. This is one of the reasons why I don't fuck with the ball kids no more, why I stopped doing balls, because of stupid shit like that. That's one of the reasons why I don't go to Chicago today.
I would not be going back
to Chicago.
Hold on, Tom. Milan just hit me up, and he wanted to be added back in.
When y'all add Milan back, y'all let me go, because I'm not going to spend an hour arguing with this, because I don't have time to deal with that foolishness. It's
okay,
foolishness,
well, Milan,
like I said.
Well, Milan, you want to address Tom. Tom doesn't want
to. He don't need to address me. Bitch, go make a topic and walk to me like you've been doing. I don't want to talk to you about this because it's foolishness to me. So, no. If y'all want to bring her on, bring the bitch back. Let me go because I ain't got time for it. I'm not going to spend an hour debating back and forth with no fool because you argue with a fool and people from a distance don't know who the fool is. So, I'm not going to put myself in that category. It was completely out of line to make that kind of post, especially not having all the facts. And I'm not here to defend Andre or defend Jasmine because I have my own problems with how the ball was conducted, and I've already stated that. But you know what I did? I picked up the phone and called Jasmine myself because of the issue that I had. That's the respectful thing that you do. You got a concern, you address the person. You don't get on some website and make a public statement that's factually incorrect.
No, but the clincher of it all, the clincher is that's my gay son.
Hey, thank you. This supposed to be the person that's your gay child. That's another reason why I say fuck these gay kids, because that shit don't mean a damn thing except for my gay kids. I have to take that back. But I'm just saying, you have a problem with how something is conducted. Bitch, you handle it in a professional way. You take it to the person you have a problem with. Jasmine, what did I do when I had an issue with how the ball was conducted with the judges panel? I called you, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get on no damn website posting shit. You know what I'm saying? I didn't go on my radio show talking stupid shit. I called you first because I wanted to give you the courtesy and the respect of talking to you one-on-one so we could air it out and come to an understanding. You apologized to me. I accepted the apology. And I told you there was no need to apologize because things happened. And we moved on. It was no disrespect. It was none of that craziness. That's what should have taken place with that other person. But the bipolar nature of that individual took control, and they couldn't do it. So I don't even blame Milan because I understand it's an imbalance, it's a bipolar situation, and the bitch can't help it, obviously.
You is crazy.
I just feel like I needed to vent because it's like, I mean, please, bitch, how dare you think you're going to question somebody after the stunts that you have pulled? I'm thinking back to... I can think of many balls that I have been to, plenty of them, in Chicago where this bitch has prodded. One of the reasons why people do not go to Chicago to this is because of that fool. Please, I can't take no more. I'm sorry.
All right.
Oh, I need a cocktail, and I don't even drink. I can't stand it.
I was going to say, don't drink?
I don't drink, but I need a cocktail.
Kelly, does Marco want to come on the show, too?
Yes, she does.
And that's another one.
Wow, everybody's coming on the show today.
Yes, she does. Go on, bring her on.
But that's, I never was the type to, this is my problem, I never was the type to sit here and accuse anybody of something that I don't know facts about. If I wasn't there to see this myself or know anything about it, I'm not going to go about what I heard or what I thought I seen.
Please leave your message for 773-526-0913. Record your message after the tone. To send a numeric page, press 5. When you are finished recording, hang up, or for delivery options, press pound.
All right.
Now I'm getting Yahoo instant messages from people in Milan's fan club talking about I start so much shit. Bitch, I've been off the scene for how long? Almost a whole year. What the fuck am I starting? Please, who is this? Stop texting me, please, because I don't hear
Jennifer, that. Jennifer, are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, your number finally showed up. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, no, I'm just saying somebody in the fan club just texted me saying how I start so much shit, Milan ain't saying nothing to me. You're right, she didn't. I'm expressing my opinion, which we should all be able to do without having people, you know, saying come at us wrong. But, I mean,
I'll give it to Milan, just expressed his feelings. And
well, but there was nothing based in fact there, so that's the issue there.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but that's why they should let anybody express their feelings, because Milan did his, and he did his all around the world.
This boy saying I start so much shit. Bitch, when has the last time anybody heard from Tom in the last, what, 9 months? It's been 10 months now. I came back on the scene just because of Jasmine and Jasmine's function. Haven't been heard from in 10 whole months. So I'm confused about how I'm starting shit all the time. I don't understand that.
No, what started the shit for me was that trip I took to Chicago in the snow for a bar that got shut down because of a bogus rape. Every time I think about that shit, it pisses me off. Wasted plane ticket, wasted hotel, and a wasted rental car. Yeah, I'm not going to let that go.
Well, I think we should just move on and just let it go.
Wow.
Do you
want to
talk about anything?
No, I'm over.
I want to ask Andre what he thought about what Christina had to say on my show earlier.
I was asleep because my friend was sick and he was going through something, so I didn't even hear the radio at all. I didn't hear what she said. Could you break it down real fast? Because I really didn't.
Well, she was very hurt. Jasmine, maybe you could relay it better than I can, but she was very upset and felt very disrespected and, you know, just felt totally, just, you know, not appreciated, it seemed to me.
But I wouldn't know what to really say about that because, I see things differently, and I love Christina too personally, but I see things differently. I'm the type where if... every generation changes. Y'all, they like old way. I have to break this down for you to try to understand where I'm coming from because I don't want you to think I'm lashing out. I don't want anybody to lash out on Christina or anybody else. But you are jumping in the field of competition here. So if the category is open to all performance, let's put an old way here, which this old way locks and carries. Let's put a regular femme queen performance here that's soft and cunt, where she don't touch no one and she just carries. Now let's bring a dramatic butch queen over here that vogues femme. Is open to all. Two of them touches, one of them don't. When it comes to open to all, that's when I feel that an individual then should think about, well, do I want to do this? Because I know somebody's going to touch me. Am I going to just black out or am I just going to vogue and make sure and get the best of it, win or lose, as long as it ain't no physical fight. So a lot of them, I think, takes pressure because I truthfully don't think this would have even came up, period, if they would have said grand prize Christina. And I'm not sitting here, this is just my opinion. I'm not sitting here attacking her in any kind of way. I just feel that if she would have won hands down, it wouldn't have been a problem. Because it didn't even look like a problem when she started voguing. Because I've seen them pulling here. That's what I've seen. Then I've seen them break it up. So after that, that was the end of it, period. But the part where if he headbutted her and all of that, I wouldn't have vogued no more if the bitch headbutted me. Somebody headbutted me, I'm stopping instantly. Like, what the fuck is going on? So for her to keep voguing then, if she got headbutted, that's the whole point I didn't understand. Why would you vogue? Because we couldn't see that you get headbutted. Because it's really crowded, everybody's looking, everybody's trying to get to the front to look and all of this. So we couldn't see if it was a headbutt. Now, I did see the part where she ran to her and kissed her. Maybe that was the headbutt part, and I don't know. And then she pushed her back and laid out. If that was too much right there, then she should have ended it right there.
So when Christina was on your show earlier, Tom, what you and Jasmine and whoever else was on the show, did Christina say she got headbutted? Hello?
She said she got headbutted.
And I don't think she's a liar. She probably really did get headbutted. But my problem is, if you got headbutted, why didn't you let everybody know He just headbutted me, even if he did it by mistake, so we could stop this and say, you know what, no touching, wait about 3 minutes or 4 minutes and y'all vogue again or whatever, you know, to show that we did have some kind of feelings about the headbutt, because if somebody would have headbutted me, I would have stopped. Why would you keep voguing if you got headbutted? And only you know you got headbutted at that time. Where's Tom? He hung up?
Yeah, he hung up.
Okay.
We haven't been able to give Jennifer any airtime for the past 2 days. Can we please talk to Jennifer?
No, I don't. I really don't want to. I got cut off. I've been hitting everybody up saying I got cut off since Milan got on, and I don't know. I just don't. I'm over it. I don't have anything to say. Period.
Well.
So you don't want to talk?
No, because I feel if anybody else was off, anybody would have been stopped to get called back, and I wasn't called back. Period.
I was off the show.
And I hit you up, and I said I got disconnected. I hit Jasmine up, Andre up. When Milan came, and I was the one that said that he wanted to come on the show and sent his number. And when I sent his number.
Okay, what we're not going to do, this is what we're going to stop doing.
Oh, no, what we're not going to do, because I have opinions to voice. This is why I don't say anything, period, and I'm just going
to... Well, listen, what you have to understand, Jennifer, is this. When I'm talking on the show, I walk away from this computer. I'm not sitting at the computer. So if you're hitting me up saying you got disconnected,
I totally
understand
that. But if Kelly wasn't on the line and we noticed Kelly wasn't on the line, everything would have been stopped. If Andre wasn't on the line, everything would have been stopped to make sure that Andre came back on or Kelly came back on. When everything happened just now, when Kelly got disconnected, everything stopped and we called her like 3-4 times.
And what does Kelly do? Kelly personally hits me up on my personal sidekick. Do you do that? So this is what they want. Let's give them all what they want, seriously. Let's give them all what they want. They want to see us argue. They want to see us attack each other. Let's give them what they want, because you know what? Tomorrow, all this can be over with. Because I don't have to sit here and constantly be ridiculed and attacked. And when people don't feel like they like what they want to say, I'm not going to sit here and continue to go through this bullshit. I spend too much money on this show. I spend too much money on the balls. I spend too much money to people to constantly attack over and over again. If we cannot discuss it like adults, why don't we discuss it at all? Why are we discussing it at all? I think that we're all grown enough to talk.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking very calm and I'm yelling. I'm not being anybody else. I'm talking very calm and I'm just saying, if in the case that it was someone else, Jasmine, and everybody else on this line can agree with me, then they would have been stopped and they would have brought back on. I was the one that spoke to Milan and I said that Milan wanted to come on to say what he had to say when you hit me up earlier, and I told you this, that I would listen to the red carpet and he didn't read whoever. I was on this phone for like, first I got cut off. I couldn't hear anything. Then my boyfriend's phone, he got on, and I was listening, and nobody mentioned call me till Tom came on the show like twice already, and I wasn't even thought about to call. Marco got called, sent to the voicemail, and I wasn't even attempted to call. I'm not trying to argue. I'm just saying is we all spend money. We all have things to do with our time. I sit here and I call in this show because I really enjoy being on the show with everybody, but sometimes I just feel like I am not respected, period. And I'm not yelling. I'm not trying to argue. I'm not trying to go at it at all. That's not what I'm trying to do because I'm not that type of person.
Well, if you feel that you're getting disrespected on my end, I apologize.
No.
I've told you before, if you want to personally hit me up directly the other way because I can't see it that way. So that's exactly how Kelly does it, and that's how I think you should do it.
So when I hit you up first. I called your phone. I hit Kelly up. Kelly said to me, why are you hitting me up? I can't put you back on. And this was, and then I hit Andre up, and he said, you're talking to Milan or whatever. All I'm saying is, that's fine and well, but if anybody else got cut off this phone in the middle of an interview, then the would have stopped. Let's bring Kelly back on. She got disconnected. Let's bring Andre back on. They got disconnected.
Because all I'm saying, I'm not attacking anyone at all, period, because I love everybody. I'm not attacking anybody. I don't want to argue. I'm not going to do that. I'd rather just hang
out. Jen, I want you to feel, because, again, I want you to feel, because you have a right to express yourself. If you feel that you're at the bottom of the totem pole and nobody's respecting you, please don't feel that way, because I've told you before how much I appreciate you being on the show. If you call my cell phone...
Bottom of anything, because I have too much respect for myself to feel that way. All I'm saying is, at some times on the show, then I feel that. This is why sometimes I just sit and I don't say anything and I just be mutual and I don't agree. I don't agree to disagree. I just don't agree. I just don't disagree. I just sit here. If anybody sends me anything to my phone, I would read it when I get a chance to. It alone. I'm not a type of person to bicker and go through a whole bunch of stuff at all, period. That's not me. That's not who I am.
Okay. Well, again, I'm apologizing to you if that's how you feel. I know that that's not what the intentions are. Please don't feel that way. If you, again, in the future, if you want to reach me, the best way to do it is with the sidekick. That's the quickest way. The phone is in the kitchen. I'm not sitting at a computer. Only when I come in here and talk or something. I mean, when I'm not talking, I'll come in here and then click on something like that. So, again, please don't feel that way. Can we go to Nicole, who has been sitting here since the beginning? Nicole, I apologize for you being there all night long and nobody getting to you.
It's okay. It's all right. I'm just kidding. It's okay. It's all right. I'm not going off. I just was sitting here. I was listening to this. My question is, you have Jasmine and Kelly and Jennifer, and then you have Milan and Tom Bloomfield. But I always have to wonder to the little one, Andre, how do you feel to be so put in so many different directions? Like, how do you feel being 20 years and Jennifer and you, Jasmine and you have been friends for a long time, because I've known Jasmine for a long time, even though Milan says well, one of the things you said yesterday was true, is that it started in New York. So a lot of people wouldn't know, or maybe, you know, you probably haven't heard, but it exists. But, Andre, how do you feel being caught up in so many different ways? Like, I know you're a Scorpio. I'm just trying to get into your mind. How do you, like, you don't
hold
get
on, overwhelmed? Hold on, Nicole, because this whole Milan shit and this whole war stuff, it's giving me a headache. And there's other stuff that's going on that we can be talking about.
Kelly, you want to know something? But guess what? And I'm going to keep it real. When you come up here and you have addressed it, every other ball and every other thing, this is what's going to happen. And you should expect this to more happen, because it's Jasmine. You know, and you have to go along with it because you are Wendy, girl. So this shouldn't, don't let this give you a headache. Understand where they're coming from. If you don't like it, that's up to you. But there's people that's going to say their opinion, and this is going to be the week. We're going to go through this. And the next ball is going to come, and we're going to go through that.
No, but we don't discuss no other ball 3 days in a row. It's giving me a headache. And the girls in the chat room is tired of hearing it. It's other stuff going on. Jason has just got kicked out the house of Escada, and she is no longer overall mother Escada. Shabaskin is not overall mother Escada now. We could be talking about that. We could be talking about the tap and the smash Milan raw pono of them fucking each other and sucking each other raw all across everybody's text waves. We could be talking about that.
I'm tired of talking
about the ball. What's done with the ball, it's done. Everybody had a chance to say their piece about the ball. It's over with and it's done. Nothing can be changed. We do not have a time machine to go back in the future and fix it. So it's over with and it's done. Let's talk about, I want to get Miss Jason on the phone and find out why they kicked her. I
want
to know exactly why they kicked Miss Jason out the house of Escada and made Sebastian the new overall mother Escada. I want to know exactly why Tap and Smiles Milan was fucking raw in that motherfucking porno mistake and not using a motherfucking condom. That's what I want to get to, That's what the girls want to hear. The ball's over with, and it's done. It can't be changed, so everybody needs to stop talking about it, and they need to go to Walk With Me Wednesday and post about it, because it's not going to change anything, whatever the girl said. It's over with, and it's done. Now let's go on to the next topic. If Jason's on the line, or if anybody can know how to get in contact with Jason, let's get Jason up on his phone and find exactly why the House of Escada kicked her out and made Sebastian the overall mother of the House of Escada. Let's get Tat and Smiles Malone on the phone and find out why was they fucking raw in 2009 without using a condom, and HIV and AIDS is running the motherfucking round. Let's get to that. How you doing?
Well, I really doubt Tap or what you call it, is getting on the phone to tell you why they were fucking raw.
Well, Jason, your presence is being requested on the radio.
Who?
You don't want to come on. Okay, well, I just called you because you told me to call you, so I'm letting you know your presence is being requested. If you don't want to come on, that's fine. You being kicked out of the house and somebody else becoming the parent.
Is that you talking to Jason?
Yeah.
Yes, I want to find out, honey. I want her up online. Right. The girls want to know. Honey, we got 98 girls in the chat room. They don't want to still be hearing up. They don't want to still be hearing about the war. We want to know the tea, Miss Stang. I want to know Miss Stang, bitch. Miss
okay.
Motherfucking Tap.
Well, they got
hold on for Miss Tap to be a motherfucking schoolboy, Miss Stang. That bitch vogued on that dick like she was motherfucking Vogue Femme, Miss Stang. She was doing all types of splits and everything, and jobbing and everything, Miss Stang. Miss Smile sucks a motherfucking dick to make a bitch motherfucking toes curl, bitch. How the fuck you doing?
Oh, where's this photo at?
Oh, girl, the video is nasty, honey. It is nasty.
And you can actually tell that it's both of them.
Yes, yes,
Andre,
yes.
You witnessed this?
Yes.
No, but she's going to send it to me so I can just make sure these hoes is
yes.
really who they are, honey.
Yes, yes. Miss Smiles got a nice cute piece, Miss Stang. Miss Tab got a nice cute piece, Miss Stang, with a little curve on the top, Miss Stang, and everything, honey. It's everything. How you doing? Bitch. Yes, honey, it's God.
Well, they was lovers for a long time. Maybe they
yes,
feel that maybe they feel that they was both tested and they could do it without a condom. Really.
And they got kids. Yes,
they was lovers for a while.
This is a recent video mistake.
They was lovers. They
was. Wait, hold on. This is a recent video because Tap just got his new MacBook and he recorded it with his MacBook. How you doing,
Ginger? Where's Ginger?
Hello.
Yes.
That is a Libra for real. Where's the Ginger at?
Jennifer.
Hello.
Oh, she's there.
Okay.
Hello, you reached Jason Bowman at the tone. Please leave me a message and I'll get back to you at my earliest convenience. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message.
Hang up.
But finished recording,
boring.
You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Honey.
Well, he doesn't want to come on, but for half of your verification, Kelly, it's true. But other than he got kicked out, he left, he said.
Okay, hold on. We got a caller. 313-743. You on the air on What the Fuck? I mean, on Tandy Slush Wednesday. What's your flavor?
Hello?
Yes?
To clear the record, this is the legendary Beverly. It was not true, Ms. Rice, on the panel. It was.
We're not talking about that no more. You was just on the phone.
Yeah,
and
I thought
said,
she was the greatest entertainer of the world.
We're not talking about that no more.
Why
were you finished? Because we're not talking about that.
Okay, Kelly, listen. Listen.
Okay, listen.
Listen.
Hello. I shouldn't be able to speak. This is a radio show for everybody to see.
Listen. Well,
Now, like I said, yes, Ms. Ginger did butt Ms. Christina.
Let me finish.
So, like I said, yes, she did, Ms. Jasmine. Ms. Jasmine, yes, she did butt Ms. Christina. At first, I was going to stop it, but then when I saw Ms. Christina proceeding with the category, I didn't stop it. Another reason why I did not stop it, because that was going on for, like, three battles from, like, three other people. It was more than one time that Ginger attacked her, so let's get this clear, too. But Ms. Christina kept going. When it really got out of hand, that's when it was time for everybody to go, we have seen enough. Now let's judge it. When Ms. Ginger won, Ms. Christina was in my arms. Yes, the House of Tsunami was there for her. The security just summoned the tsunami that they had to back up. Tremaine came up to me in the gallery, Selvin, let me get to her. Christina was going through it so badly that I told the tsunamis to go to the back. That is what happened. So it was not like Christina was by herself, because she wasn't. And I know Christina didn't see it at the time, because I was the one holding her. When she lost, that's when she broke down, and that's when she went into my arms. And that's how that happened. So they did not see her get bumped. The people that was on the opposite side saw. But to clear the record, it was 2 Emisu and 3 Mizrahi, because I was trying to move one. Look at the DVD and look at it clearly.
When Roxy got eliminated, I told Kelly I had to go, and I got off the panel. When Roxy got eliminated,
I'm not saying about judging. I'm just talking about, like, who was there. And it really wanted to get into it. Everybody else was on the panel, because we were telling everybody to move, and they wouldn't move. So it was a double of this, a triple of that, a cup of tea of this, a two. So there were so many people, and it wasn't even cars up there, and I'm not going to even lie. It was more than one of every house up there. Not only just New York, and if you really get into it, let's really think about it. Of course it's going to be your house is in the front if your house is, if somebody from your house is giving the ball. Ta-da! And there's not one time you ever been at a ball that a house gave something and their house wasn't in the front. So it's like to really think about that. So, of course, it's going to be like a trillion, a million, and a zillion. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to just clear that out. You know, not pointing no fingers and not stabbing it. Hey, Milan, I love you. But, yeah, it was what it was. But it was not just 2 Ms. Rice. It was 3 Ms. Rice on the panel. So, at the end of the day, thank God we cleared up that it wasn't a setup.
That's not the issue, the setup. None of it was all an issue. I think even from what I heard that Jasmine said, that Christina expressed it, wasn't a setup. I think it's what everybody take personal. And I don't. Everybody's, they talk about the performance. They talking about this one was set up. They talking about this one. I think what's mostly taken personal is the fact that Christina is a very, very, very big asset to the ballroom scene. And she's been around. And if you do look at the tape, and I've said it to everyone, you can go back and forth and we can talk about this all day. Go look at the tape. Now, everything went clear if you look at the tape. The way she feel, she would feel, and you would feel the same way if you were her sitting in that position. She's like, it was, and the fact of the matter is, all right, mother, you said that the tsunami was there. That's not what you see. You said that you pushed them back or whatever. Okay, or you said that, well, that's not what they see. You wouldn't have.
No, it was a rumor. It was a rumor saying that it was a rumor that no. I was saying that she was by herself.
All right, let me finish. You said that you had them back, but if it was you, and if it was if you was in the House of Mizrahi or presently in the House of Khan, and that was going on, you would have been walking on top of the water. So that's, I think, what people say, that she wasn't there, and you can't see none of them.
No, that's not, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I said I'm just clearing up rumors. That's all I said. It was a rumor saying that no tsunamis were there for Christina. I cleared it up, like I said. I am the one. You can look at the DVD all you want. If you really get into it, it's a part of the DVD when you don't even see Jennifer. You get what I'm saying? Like I said, I am telling you what the judges did not see. You know what I'm saying? And I'm also clearing up on some of the people that some people are saying. They are saying that no one was there, no tsunamis was there for Christina. I cleared it up. Yes, they were there. They charged up there. The securities had stopped them. Tremaine was the main one on the same side as me and Christina trying to get to Christina to consult her and to get her. And at that time, he was going back and forth with the security. So what I did was I told Tremaine that I had her. When Christina had, when Christina had her grand prize, Ginger, that's when she really came into my arms and she dropped. That's all I'm just clearing up.
Oh, she's back. She's back.
That's all I'm clearing up.
Are you back? Hello? Hello?
Are y'all still talking about the ball?
Hi, girlfriend, you back?
Yes, we are.
I wanted to ask her, wait, mother, before you go on, because yesterday you forgot to keep, you keep talking about TAP and you keep talking about this. Who got arrested?
Okay, girl, y'all can finish talking about the ball. I'm here.
Now you don't want to tell me to think.
Okay, listen, this is where I'm going to step in at, because either we can have 5 minutes or we can have 65 minutes. I'm
and
tired.
For the record, Jasmine, if Jasmine would have saw that, for sure, she would have stopped all that, just to clear that up. And I'm not saying this because this is my girlfriend, and I'm not saying this because this is my best friend. In all honesty, she would have started
no,
that.
No, I've known her for a while. She would have, but I didn't expect her to stop. But she had all the coins in the thing. But she couldn't move from over there like Cody said. But it was other people there. Jasmine would have. That's not in her character. If you know anything about her, she's very fair.
The chat room is so cute. They're all saying 65, 65. Listen, let me say something, because Kelly's right to a certain extent, Kelly. Jennifer's right to a certain extent, Jennifer. And Nicole, I just love when you come on because you just play such a role in this. We definitely need to stop this, seriously. And like I always tell Kelly, there's always a way of doing it, and there's always a way of not doing it. Okay, 65, calm down. But the bottom line is, listen, the whole thing is this. I truly feel that as a leader, because that's what I consider myself in this ballroom, as a leader, no matter if you guys see it or not, I consider myself a leader. As a leader, I feel that there are certain ways that we can do things. I feel that the ball is over with. I'm sorry people feel that whoever won didn't deserve it. I'm sorry people feel that it didn't go the way it was supposed to go or originally planned. A lot of things didn't go where it was supposed to go and originally planned. If you guys feel pain, imagine my pain when I had to spend thousands of dollars just to finish it. It's a lot of stuff that I had to do that night and spend extra money just to make sure that we walked out of there alive, because that's what I had to do. I understand everyone's pain. I wish people would understand mine and take it in consideration. If you don't, it's fine, because I still move on. That is the person that I am. That's how I program myself. That's how I make myself out there. I just am glad. My thing is I'm glad everybody is safe and we move on. Let's all get ready for Andre's birthday ball. Let's all get ready for Fred Chanel's black card ball. Let's get ready for Jack and Fred's Rumble Ball in Atlanta. Let's move on. I'm not taking anything away from what Christina went through. I'm not taking anything away from if it was right or wrong. I'm sorry, personally, as the promoter, as the person giving this money, if I would have seen it the way it happened or whatever, I would have stopped it. I have too much respect for a female figure in order to allow that to happen. I didn't. I'm sorry, but I don't think you should point fingers at me. I don't think you should point fingers at Jack. I don't think you should point fingers at that Andre Christina stating that we are the root of evil as far as this ballroom goes, and take a stand in a movement against any balls that we throw or whatever, because I know, speaking for myself, I have tried my best to change the lives of people in this ballroom. As far as Jack goes, trying to keep the ballroom on, keep the ballroom circulating in New York with his monthly events. If we were trying to hurt people or rip anything away from them, I don't think Jack has time for that. I know I don't have time for that. And Andre, being a
Jasmine, but you know what? You know what kills me, Jasmine.
Let me finish, Kelly. Please let me finish. I don't think Andre has time for that as well as a leader with the people that call him up and try to get him to help in the things that he does. So for you and your house, or for you to say what you said on Tom's show, I'm just going to take it as you are venting, you are upset. And for those followers that are on her side with Milan, Christina, I have nothing against you guys. Again, I'm sorry it happened the way it did. I wish we could change it. And for you people, now I'm going to say this in a mean way. For you people that always have something to say, it's an old saying, do not throw fucking stones when you're made of glass. Marco and Milan and all the rest of you promoters, you guys have never given or haven't given successful events in God knows how long, and you guys have a history with you guys. Do not try to make my ball some type of negative history where people need to boycott or do anything, especially you, Marco. Now, I never had a problem with you before, but don't even do it. Don't even do it. The only reason why you get life at all is because of Jack. So don't even fucking do it. If Jack was to die tomorrow, God forbid, you would probably lose 300 pounds. So calm the fuck down, seriously. Don't, how dare you even get on another radio show and try to attack me or try to attack Ellie or even attack my collections ball. How dare you? You need to stick in Chicago and try to work out whatever you can do or work out. So really, really do not try it when you are the one, the main one, that contacts me when you give these balls and trying to see if I'm going to come and sponsor a fucking event. I can't say worry or not. Or you send your little minions because you didn't want to contact me this time and ask if I'm going to come and nudge or whatever. So don't do that. Whatever. Don't disrespect me at all. At all, because I don't disrespect nobody. I don't attack nobody. So don't disrespect me. And if for you people that don't like the radio show or whatever it stands for, don't listen to it. That's how I feel about it. Don't listen to it. Don't go in the chat room. Otherwise, if you guys enjoy it, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. If you guys have ideas or changes or whatever that you want to see happen, contact Andre. That's why it's called Lessons with the Icon. Contact him and help make a change. Don't criticize what we're doing. Why don't you help change it? And that's how I feel about it. Again, I'm sorry, but I'm done talking. I have nothing else to say. Thank you, Selvin. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, Andre, for being a part of everything that I have something to do with. But again, I'm done for the night. You guys continue to talk. Chat room, I've never seen the numbers so high this week. Thank you. I'm glad I helped part of it, helped it grow, if the ball was a success or not. But thank you guys for listening, too. And that's it for me. You guys take over. I'm done.
Amen. Jasmine, you just opened up a new door. You and Marco are going to go at it now.
I don't give a fuck if I go at it with God. It doesn't matter.
This is what I had to say. This is what killed me. We stayed on your ball, Jasmine, for 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and you gave away, you goddamn near, you only categories you had left was about 7 categories, and you gave away damn near every last fucking cent at your ball, Miss Day. We stayed on the Ebony Ball for one motherfucking day, bitch, and they only had 7 categories and gave $7,000 away, bitch, and nobody sat here, read it, did all the fucking things that they do about your motherfucking
Kelly,
ball.
You have to understand, a lot of people just do not understand, Jasmine. A lot of people do not respect. A lot of people don't like what I'm doing. And that's fine. They don't have to like it. All of them don't even come to the ball. A lot of people don't, and it's fine. I don't have a problem with it. But I'm not going to continue to argue about it, and I'm not going to continue to explain myself about it anymore. Because I think enough is enough. The problem is that I think we give, this is what the problem is, we are giving enough power to people that don't deserve it and don't earn it. Who the hell is Marco? Really, seriously. And who the hell is Milan? Seriously, it's no shade to you guys, but I give Milan a little more respect. But who the hell is Marco? She's a promoter in Chicago, and she's trying to build her name. I respect that. But that's it. That's all she does. And she's fucking up her name. You know how many times it bothers me when I see other people give balls and the ball is not successful? You have the power to have a successful ball. It is not that hard. You know when it becomes hard for people to have a successful ball? I'm going to give you guys all the answers because tomorrow you can be the promoter. The reason why it's so hard and these balls fail is because they are fucking greedy. I am not greedy. Because they are greedy and they care about every little dollar that they think they're going to take home, they do not give a fuck about you or your $30 or your character. Where I will, your category, I do care about your $30. I do care about your category. I do want it to end. And if I spend extra to do that, I will do that. Those other bitches won't do it. That's what makes me different than them, and they can't take it. So again, kiss my ass. That's how I feel about the other promoters or anybody that has anything to say.
So what you think they should do to change the change? That's what you feel you think they should do? The ballroom scene?
As far as changing the ballroom scene or just trying to have a successful ball?
Everything, period.
One thing I agree 100% on is what James said last night. James brought up the simple fact that, you know, the category has gotten out of control with the whole open to all or the whole female figure performance. It should be broken down into the different, you know, categories itself. I think that's probably one of the biggest things right there, because when you're mixing some of those categories together, then you're looking at people that are bringing so many different elements to it, and it probably causes so many problems. And that's probably one of the things that happened with Dramatics and Soft and Cunt when them two battling for $5,000. I think one of the things that we need to start doing is looking at the categories again and reevaluating them and starting them over again. That's how I feel about that. As far as being a promoter and giving the balls, stop giving these balls with the intent of what you're going to make tomorrow. Give these balls on the intent of, I want to have a successful ball. I want everybody to walk away home happy, and anything that I get afterwards is a blessing. That's how I look at it. A lot of people don't look at it. That's how I look at it. And I think that will help change a little bit. The promoter stops being so fucking greedy. A bitch cannot say I'm greedy. I don't give a fuck how big I am. They can never say I'm greedy for anybody's dollar.
Well, that is true, girl.
We are the world. We are the children.
So on that note, you guys just take over because I need a cigarette. My husband's in there coughing. He's sick. There's just too much going on, honey.
Get better, Lopez.
Oh, hey, Virgo. You got sick from that rain.
Kelly, are you there?
I'm here.
All right.
Ginger?
Do a roll call, honey.
Justin, what's going on? Hey, Jennifer, girl.
Jennifer's being shady.
Jennifer!
What? You will want to.
Jasmine.
The kitty cat.
Hi, Nicole.
What's going on? How are you?
What happened, Kelly?
Is Jennifer there?
I don't know. Is she?
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Andre, Nicole, Melvin, Jennifer, Kelly. Everybody's there.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, what's up?
Nah, Boogie. The chat room is asking for Nah, Boogie. They looking for the Nah, Boogie, Kelly.
Miss, I'm Jasmine.
Yeah.
Miss JK is a fool. Miss JK got married. The reason why the girls don't come to Chicago is because every time when her is a Herrera ball, every time when Herrera loses or gets chopped, you think Marco brings them back. That's why the girls don't really like to come. That's what Miss JK is a fool.
But again, these are other people that say it. I don't say nothing. So, again, for people to personally attack me, I think it's a fool. But that's what the people say.
Miss JK says so she already playing. She just wants to play around.
She ain't playing.
Andre, you want to know why you're so quiet?
Yeah.
She just want to join the house. She want to get $5,000 winner.
They are going off about Zanaya. Where is the Nah Boogie?
And hi, Tom Bloomington. It was good seeing you, too. I gagged when I saw him.
Kelly.
Huh?
Kelly. Kelly.
I said, okay, girl. So it's Derek Prodigy, honey.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hi, where's your wife?
What?
Where's your wife at?
Who is this?
You're on the radio.
Oh, this is the radio.
Hello?
What's going on? Go on. You trying to dodge the situation?
No.
They said Kelly's watching that porn.
No, I'm not watching that porn. My husband's father had called on the other line. Hold on. 516-567. You're on the air on... I don't even know what today is, child, but you want to hear.
Wednesday, bitch. What's poolside, girl?
What's going
what's
on?
I'm chilling.
Who's there?
Yeah, all this crazy shit. This is crazy. Y'all don't let that stress y'all out. They talk about everybody fucking ball. Come on, they dog. That sound about the Ebony ball. They talking about y'all ball. Just pay that shit. No motherfucking mind. Long as them bitches ain't touching you, motherfucker. What, Dexter?
Hey, Dexter! Deliver!
E-D-O-N-Y is in the building.
You know, that's all to it. Don't let that stress y'all out. I love the radio show. It's just like Hot 97.
Nah.
It's nothing different. You know what I'm saying? Miss Jones used to read everybody. Star Bump Wild used to read everybody. What is the fucking difference? Because this is a gay community. It's the same shit that you deal with in reality, in the real world. So what the fuck? Everybody always complaining about something. And I hate Don't Walk For Me Wednesday punk-ass bitches. Because let me tell you something. Way back when. It used to be posted on Walk For Me Wednesday about the House of Ebony this, Dre's this, Dre is that, so on and so forth. And it's that same bitch. And I'm not going to bite my tongue. I'm talking about Milan. Milan started from years ago.
Oh, shit.
He was in the same house with Tony for Walk For Me Wednesday, and he's still doing the same shit.
They can feed me all they want. No, I'm not a legend, but I'm a well-respected motherfucker on this whole scene. Period.
And you heard it from Father Sidekick himself.
That's right. Dexter Ebony.
Dexter,
could you help them get Nah Boogie up here? Because they want Nah Boogie.
You know what?
She ain't going to want to get on there, right? She says she's done. Nah Boogie is done.
She's over it right now. She's over it. She got things to do. She's over it right now. She's over it right now. You know,
hold on. Breaking news. I just seen this. I just checked my texts just now. Hold on. I'm about to get Sebastian on the phone, honey. I'm tired of talking about these balls.
Ooh,
bitch. Hold on.
Breaking news.
Switch one, I just sent you Sebastian's number. I just got a text to my phone, and Sebastian wants to come on the line, so please bring him on the line.
Hey. Oh my gosh, girl. Andre, why are you so quiet? This is your show. The chat room wants to hear your voice.
Just listening.
Oh, shit. What? Just listening?
Just listening.
And yes, big, I'm trying to call you.
Hold on. Hello?
Hello, Sebastian.
Yes.
Hi, this is Kelly, Andre, Kool-Aid, Nicole, and my 95 girls in the chat room and everybody that's on the phone line. What's the tea, baby?
Hi, everybody.
Hi,
how y'all doing?
Hi, Sebastian.
Hey, what's going on?
We're
going
to get down straight to the details. Kelly, get it.
So now you're the new overall mother.
Yes, I am taking the new overall mother position. Yes, I am.
So what happened with Miss Jason so soon? I was rooting for her.
Well, I mean, nothing actually happened. It's just that the house with Scott is a house that started from the South, so we actually have to take things back the way they used to be. And, I mean, Jason had a lot of positive things that he wanted to do for the house, but, like, as far as right now, there were so many elements that were not working for the House of Scotta, and I would rather make sure the House of Scotta has a good name than for anything else to actually cause it to be ruined. And I love Jason Adele. Don't get me wrong.
So you just took it back to the South and kicked out the North?
Well, I didn't kick out the North. I just want to make sure that we all are under one roof and we all understand each other as a whole. That's it.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. I definitely do understand you because that's the same thing the House of Mizrahi was going through. Everybody needs to be underneath one umbrella instead of under three.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand exactly what you were saying.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I do wish Jason the best. And
I wish you and the best.
Wait a minute. Tap is telling me to call him.
Hold on. I do wish the house of Scott the best. And now that Jason is not overall mother of Scott, I still hope that I hear Scott chanted in New York and Philly much more, honey. I hope the rest of those kids don't leave because they was really good.
Yeah.
And congratulations to you, Sebastian, for definitely being the new overall mother. And Scott, I can't wait to see you back out at the next function.
Yeah, it's going to be a new experience all over again. But at the same time,
myself,
we do have people everywhere. And I just want to let the Scotters know that's all over the place, that if you can't get in contact with me, make sure you do that, because I definitely want to know who you are before you actually hit the floor as a Scotter. So there's many ways to contact me. So MySpace me or get my phone number through a mother or father, and we can solve this problem together. So it's not that hard. It's really, really simple.
Okay.
I said I was just seeing you in Baltimore this Selvin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what's up, Selvin? How you doing?
I'm fine, baby.
I know. I didn't see you since you was chatting off stage. You'll be here this weekend?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I definitely see you at the Illuminati Ball.
Okay. Sebastian, thank you for definitely giving us your number and definitely having us calling you. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye, baby. Okay, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Now let's get the daddy started, honey. Can you please get the new porn star on the phone, honey? How you doing?
I called him on my house, on my cell phone, just to speak to him, and he changed his mind, him and whoever said they didn't want to get on the line.
Oh, mistake.
So I think he did at first, but then he changed his mind.
Damn, bitch. What's going on, honey? Why you don't want to get on the phone, honey? The girls want to know, honey. You know, I don't want to get sued. The girls want the clips. The girls want the clip, honey. I don't want to get sued like, you know, those people did with Ray J and Kim Kardashian mistake. So I'm not really trying to pin it out like that, honey. I want the girls to try to sue me mistake for publishing porn, honey. Hold on, 617-749. You're on the air on Tandy Sunday. Hey, what's your flavor?
Oh, well, I really don't have a flavor. This is Athena Diamani from Boston.
Yeah.
I was just calling to remind and to invite everyone to the Jason Prodigy When Worlds Collide. November 7th.
Hello, Athena. Athena?
Yes, Auntie.
The same way that Jason and the organization went and posted their flyer on Walk With Me Wednesday and they paid Juan, we do the same thing here and we can make a commercial. So tell him and Glass to hit up Tins of Chops or hit up Jason, or hit up Jasmine, and we will make them a commercial and we promote their ball for them for the only of the cost of $50. Thank you, Athena.
And tell them to fix that grand prize because that's not what my daughter Alora did. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you, Athena.
If you not are tonight, good. Darling, not tonight. Not tonight, darling, not tonight. What happened to the video guys, Kelly? I thought they were coming on.
No, they said they don't want to come on.
Oh.
They don't want to come on anymore. Next caller, if we have one, honey. I'm not posting the video. Y'all
everybody wants
gonna,
you to give this video.
Everybody want that video, Miss Tang. They is not gonna get that video, Miss Tang, honey, bitch. I'm not. No. Nicole, you there?
Uh-huh.
Jennifer, you there? Kool-Aid, you there?
I sure am. For $9.95.
Yeah,
Andre, you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Y'all ain't gonna get that video mistake. Y'all want that video mistake?
Well, only have to
you know what I'm
that.
Gonna do. You know what I'm gonna do, mistake? Because the video was so large, right? The video was so large that the hold on it was so large from the recording it. They had to break it up into segments.
Oh,
so this is what I'm going to do, right? I'm going to send the girls one piece of the segment. I'm not going to send them the whole segment. So if the girls want it. So, oh, wait, hold on. I got to see how I'm going to do this because it's in my cell phone, and I don't need all the I don't need all the girls with my phone number. So I don't know how I'm going to do this. I got to find out how can I get the video on from my cell phone or my computer, and then I'll send a piece of it out to y'all.
All right, well, just send me the whole video.
I'm not going to send all six clips out. I'm going to send y'all one piece of it. I'm not going to send all six of them out. So when I figure out how to get it from my cell phone to my computer, the girls can hit me up on Yahoo, and I'll send it to them. But I'm not going to send it through my phone because I don't want everybody with my phone number. My phone number is very exclusive. Okay.
And you'll say if it is true, no one cannot get mad but the ones that did it.
They were lovers.
It didn't matter if they were lovers or not. You still can't get mad.
They not mad.
The real tea is The real tea is, this is the real tea. I wish the girls would stop texting me. Stop texting me. This is the real tea. If the girls would have paid, if the girls would have paid the girl that they owe that coin to, Miss Thing, uh-huh. The coin, hold on. If the girls would have paid that girl that they owe the coins to, her coins, she would have never took their laptop this week, and she would have never took Tap laptop this weekend, and the tea wouldn't have got out when the girls was searching through the laptop. That's the real tea. When you owe a bitch some money, Miss Day, you pay that bitch her money, Miss Day. So she took his Apple laptop, honey, and, you know, and the video got out, Miss Day. You know the girls are nosy, Miss Day. The girls start searching through things and see shit, Miss Day. And girl, that's how I got out.
Oh, okay.
No, 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 no. Oh, that's not. Well, give me the real tea. What happened? Give me somebody hit me up and said that's not what happened. So give me the 411 so I can put it out.
God.
Hold on. I waited for the tea to come to me. Oh, honey, bitch, please, honey. I wait.
Oh, so that was a private session. Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, they gave the race. She didn't owe that queen a dime. I'm not going to put the queen name out there. Or should I put the queen name out there?
Yes. Yes, you got to tell the whole thing. If somebody's sending it to you, somebody's telling you to tell now.
I'm not talking to y'all. I'm talking to my source.
Oh, Miss Singh.
Okay. They gave the very, she didn't owe Berlin a dime.
Oh.
Okay, what's the rest of the tea? I waited for my source to give me the rest of the tea. Honey, bitch, you know, honey. Well, why my source give me the... Oh, baby, what I tell you, I got so many new queens here to be up, Miss Thing. The girls want the video, Miss Thing. Oh, my God.
Well, happy early birthday to Josh Milan, since you're talking about Milan. I will be up here, Miss Thing.
Josh Malone.
And happy birthday, Gage.
The tea is, oh, this is the tea. Tap had got Berlin's room clocked. And
ooh.
Berlin took the motherfucking laptop for him getting her room clocked.
Who got the room clocked?
Tap had got Berlin's room clocked. And Berlin took the laptop for him getting the room clock. And in the midst of her, in the midst of her taking the laptop, they said Tap had got Berlin's room clock. Berlin was running around New York City all high. And that's why she took the laptop. And in the midst of her taking the laptop, Miss Thing, the girls were searching through the laptop, Miss Thing, and came upon this video, Miss Thing.
Oh.
We're not actually asking you this because.
Oh. Have you ever had a chair is too much. Baby, when I tell you the girls are hitting me up, not right now. You have to wait until after the show is over so I can take it, go on my computer, honey, and try to send it from my cell phone to my computer. And when I send it from my cell phone to my computer, I'll put up on my tag, I got it, so your girls can know to hit me up with your information so I can send it.
Hello? Callers, are you there?
Hello?
No, are you there? Andre?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Kelly? Jennifer? Switchboard!
Well, I really can't wait to fretboard now, but this is going to be hotter than when it's going to be hotter.
Why,
you get to Atlanta?
Huh?
You going to Atlanta, too?
No, bitch, I ain't in Atlanta, honey. You would have known that I was in Atlanta. I would be at Andre's Nagel. And Andre, pick up your damn phone when I call you, because we ain't finished having a discussion. I hate when you do the texting, girl.
Yeah.
She be texting the whole word and everything, bitch.
What's the category of tonight, Andre?
Oh, tonight, I'm having a mini ball, because Wednesday is my birthday ball, so next Wednesday, so.
Oh, okay.
Tonight is just a regular mini ball.
So you having a birthday ball?
Yeah, next Wednesday is the birthday ball.
Oh, when are you going to tell me that, honey?
The flights was all out at the ball and everything. You just pays it, honey.
I didn't get my... What?
You didn't pick one up.
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's your what?
Where is Jacqueline Smith and Kate Jackson? I think they're being shady.
Oh, baby. All right, so I gotta go. Hold on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, who's this?
This is Gaytay. Who is this?
I'm on the radio show. Oh, Gaytay, you're on the radio show. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Still in New York.
Are you enjoying New York City?
No.
Oh, shit. Andre Gaytay is not enjoying New York City.
Go home.
This is the Big Apple, the city that never sleeps.
No, I'm not enjoying myself. Ain't no boys here.
Oh.
There's boys there now. They probably don't want you.
I don't know why you, Beverly, not giving none of them up. She got a bunch of them.
Who?
Beverly.
Beverly got a bunch of them.
That bitch is falling like Beverly can.
Oh, shit.
She's a shit over here.
Oh, she got a bunch of them.
Excuse me, what happened?
I said that you wasn't sharing. You got a bunch of them.
Child.
Why you not sharing?
I keep forgetting that, so I'm sorry.
Hello?
Why you not sharing, mama? What's the tea?
Sharing what, child? Mm-hmm.
Oh, now you innocent.
Absolutely.
Give Gaytay some fun in New York City.
Gaytay already has fun when she goes across the street in the park.
We are on the radio.
You have to put me on there, bitch.
Move. Hello. We got a caller.
Oh,
hello.
We got a caller.
It's the mother, the legendary East Coast overall mother, Kelly Mizrahi.
Oh, guess what?
Gaytay just was on the phone.
Well, Gaytay was just on the phone. All the girls that just hit me up online, only two people that hit me up online put their house in. I just put all those girls that just hit me up online as 007s. They need to hit me up and let me know exactly what house they're in because I'm going to delete them off my list. Honey.
Oh, guess what? What?
Oh, I said, oh, guess what?
Yeah.
The video just came to my a piece of one of the clips just came to my AOL messenger. And I'm downloading it now to my computer. So y'all gotta bear with me. Because I have a whole bunch of IMs opened up and everything, and I'm downloading it now to my computer.
But since at least they could say this, they know who gave it out, girl.
Bitch, what that mean? Bitch, you know I'm not afraid of no ghosts. And I'm calling the video one night only.
Oh, shit. One night only. Dinner. Come on. Come on.
Who is
that one night only?
Charlie Pettis, don't do that.
Don't do what?
Don't send them that thing out, girl. That's not, you a whole world mother now.
So what are they? I'm a radio host. The radio host ain't the whole world mother.
What am I supposed to do?
Kelly, be classy.
Miss Rahi is not the radio host.
Just don't give that out, girl, for real.
Mother Buck Wow is the radio host.
Well, tell Mother Buck Wow don't do that. Like, what do you think about that?
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, what you call it is,
have respect for the Milans, because you know the Milans have respect for you, so don't do that.
Well, since you put it that way.
No, it's true. It's not like they put it out there. You know, someone else put their business out there. So, what do you think about that? That's why there's always Ms. Rahi. You know.
Berlin put the business out.
Well, then let Berlin finish it if she really is the, you know, person.
Well,
I really don't want to say no name, but
I got some FBIT, honey.
FBIT, quiet.
All right. The FBI is coming to a ball this weekend in Baltimore, and they are sweeping the girls up. And this is somebody that actually works with the FBI girls, and they know the tea, so they definitely coming through this ballroom. Whoever's going to be, what ball is in Baltimore this weekend?
Ball in Baltimore.
Is it the
Illuminati?
Yeah, so I guess they coming through there to get all the girls that they want to get.
That they have been investigating for many years?
Maybe so.
Oh, God.
So all the Baltimore girls, if y'all are listening and if y'all have warrants and things of that nature, I don't think y'all should be going to that ball. Stand to the side.
Send me. Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, this is a blonde that's hitting me up. Please send me T-mails.
No, Andre, don't say they'll take that bid. Let enter at your own risk. If you want to go to their ball and have fun, go ahead. But he's letting you guys know.
If you, I can never say that name, but they are, because I wanted to go to their ball too. But if you got warrants and stuff, yeah, you shouldn't be going to that ball. But if you are free, have fun. You know, go there and have fun.
Please,
you really think that FBI is really coming?
Well, it's somebody that knows that his family works there.
Kelly, you remember when they ran up to 28th Street?
Hold on. 708-548. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. I mean, yeah, you know, whatever today is, honey.
Yeah. It's Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. What's the tea?
It's Legendary Kelly Mizrahi. That's her Yahoo.
And make sure you put your house name in there, honey. Y'all better hurry up because this is a one-hit wonder. Once I finish copying and pasting these names into this email, I'm not sending this piece of the clip out. Y'all not getting the whole video. Y'all only getting a piece.
Oh, well, put mine in there.
Honey.
Kelly.
Baby. Listen, I'm a radio host, baby, honey.
I know, Trisha. Don't do that.
Chill.
You know, that's my highest respect for you. Don't do that. Andre, you need to be telling her.
Mother, you don't remember when they ran up in 28th Street? Do y'all remember when the popo ran up in there?
Andre, are you paying it?
Paying what?
I'm telling Miss Kelly, don't send that out, bitch.
First of all, Kelly is a grown lady. You could tell that lady whatever she want to do, she's still going to do it.
You told her not to eat hamburgers. What does she do? She eat hamburger with cheese. She's going to do what she want.
And then, first of all, I'm the type, first of all, and it's not taking anything away from Tap as well as whoever else is in the video. If I'm going to make a video, I don't give a fuck if it get out, because I wouldn't make a video if I cared if it got out. Do that make sense?
But it's a difference as I make a video with my lover and the person's privacy.
And if you have an argument with your lover and someone takes something of his and he watches it, it gets out. See, I don't give a fuck who I go with. I'm not making a video ever. Because you always got to break up. You always going to be in a predicament where that can get out, period. So why do it? Don't do it because you're in your pleasure moment at that time.
Okay, and I feel you're not understanding, you're not respecting on that, but it's a difference if it's not you and your lover that's sending it out.
It's still
not
a difference.
It's not my lover doing it.
No, you don't understand my point.
I'm going to make one.
My point is, I will never do it. Why? Because anything can happen. They can rob my house a fag and get it. Why would I do that?
I mean, look at it this way. If it's good, it'll get worldwide publicity, and maybe they can get some money from it.
And I'm not sitting here saying... It's to each his own. If I make any type of tape, the first thing I'm going to think is, well, I don't care if it get around, because I have to think that way. Because just because you don't want it to get around don't mean it's not. I'm not going to make anything that's good. You're going to catch me later, and I'm gagging because it got out. Because I should have thought of that about that from the beginning. That's like me doing a porno for $500, and then I'm over it because the world seen it, and I didn't think they would. What the fuck? $500, I should know they're going to see it.
Damn, I wish it was $500. I wish it was $5,000.
No, half of them do it for $500.
He said, damn, I'm probably cutting.
Brother, wait, brother, you going to work for $5,000 on the video?
No, what I'm saying.
Let me find out you pumping your cheeks for the $5,000.
$5,000
is funny. That is $500. I wish it was $5,000.
You gotta know, as long as I got two Miss Ronnie safe for me.
Oh yeah, they said that is true, and they will be in the building of that ball or the Illuminati ball or whatever.
Oh well, but girls, be careful.
Yeah, if you don't got no warmings, you don't got nothing to worry about. Just step to the left.
Hello.
And have your ID.
Yeah, and if you got warmings, then you shouldn't be step to the left or right. You shouldn't be in the building.
In the building.
Be stepping back.
Oh. Kelly, you sending these things out via Express? Did you send me one?
Girl, I got so many. I never had so many queens hit me up at once.
That
tells you they're hot. They want to see them too, huh?
Yes, they must be hot. You need a PayPal account. Get 20 girls every time you sent that out.
Okay.
Just say, I never had so many queens hit me up. I got so many new friends requests.
You hot. They want to know. And this is Tap and who?
Oh, my God. Tap and Smiles.
They said Tap and Smiles. Both of them is cute, though.
Oh. I guess that's why everybody wants to see it. It's a cute situation.
Hit me up with your screen.
Yeah, they was loving it. They was loving it for a while.
Hit me up again, or I will take you on my list of sending it to you. Am I going to see everybody on the West Coast for the awards ball?
I'm definitely going down there.
Yeah, I'm definitely going.
Mother Divine was here. Shout out to her. I seen her at the Rumble Bush.
Yes, my mother's sister just with the blonde. And
yes,
you said you were going to give it up,
good.
Girl. Don't forget
look
what you
nice,
told me, Divine.
Nice. Mother Divine, all the way from L.A. Shout
I'm
out.
Sorry.
Okay, he's in queue. Tap want to come on.
Oh, Switchboard.
Tap is coming to order.
Switchboard.
Look at who says.
All right. I'm
okay,
going to
Tap wanna hold on. Tap wants to come on the line. Get him on the line. And all the girls that just hit me up with the Yahoo messages. Download. Hold on. All the girls that hit me up with the Yahoo messages with y'all screen name, honey. And y'all got a clip of if y'all got a piece of the video mistake. Definitely feel free to call in and ask questions. And whoever's calling me on my cell phone, stop calling me right now while I'm doing the show. And everybody, please, stop hitting me up on Yahoo Messenger. No more Yahoo Messengers or I'm going to sign offline.
All right, he's on. Tap, you there? Tap?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Man, what's going on?
Are you on the radio?
Nothing. I just want to know what everybody thought about it.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, I like him already.
Nah, but on a real note, I was listening to the radio. I've been listening to it for a while, and Smiles didn't want me to come on, and he don't think we should come on, but I went ahead and, you know what I'm saying, stepped outside so I could talk. But first of all, someone was like, come on and explain something. I'm 20 years old. I'm a grown-ass man. I pay my own bills. I'm not explaining shit to nobody. I'm not answering nobody's questions about nothing. I didn't come on the air to be in queue to answer anybody's questions. First of all. Second of all, I don't disrespect nobody, and I don't call people out their names. I respect the film figures. Kelly, I respect you. Anybody on the show, I respect. So if you want to address me, please don't address me as Miss Tap. Just address me as Tap. It's fine for you to call me Tap. You don't have to call me Miss, first of all. Second of all, the person who sent out the video and stole my MacBook, like, I'm a person, I deal with things accordingly. I will be dealing with things accordingly. First of all, it's an invasion of privacy and a step by taking. And second of all, for the video to be recent, I didn't just get my MacBook. I stay up to date with all of my technology. So I've had my MacBook for a very long time, the MacBook Pro 20 inch, whatever, and the big one. So I keep my shit up to date. But as far as the quote-unquote sex tape, whatever you want to call it, me and Smiles are currently lovers. And, you know, I don't owe nobody explanations for shit. So everybody get your life. Enjoy the tape. Yes, say Tap Vogue, Tap do splits. Me and Smiles have great sex. It's really good. So y'all enjoy it. And Kelly, you should charge everybody. And whatever you charge them, you can send me a cut. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good night. So if they want to give you so bad, Kelly, charge them. Don't just give it to them for free. And the person who originally started, just know you'll be dealt with accordingly. Because I deal with people, you know what I'm saying, the white way. I take the white woman approach to most situations. So anybody knows me, people want to say, oh, you this, you that. Just know, you know what I'm saying, it will be dealt with. And that's all. Hey, how you doing, Jasmine and everybody? I enjoyed participating in the ball, Jasmine. It was really exciting getting up different changes and everything like that. And, I won't be, you know what I'm saying, participating in the scene really anymore at all. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really interested in it. It's, you know, I feel like I've grown a lot from it. I've learned a lot from it. And I'm going to take what I've got from it and, you know, pursue real life things because I do have stuff going on out in the real world. You know what I'm saying? To be 20, I do well for myself. So, yeah, that's about it.
Oh, sure.
Hey, everybody. I don't know who's saying hello, but I'm bowling right now out with my family, so I'm going to enjoy myself.
And you have a wonderful time.
Y'all too. Enjoy the tape.
Oh, shit. Kelly, are you charging? Did you stop and start charging?
Well, now, what I just said makes sense, right? That man did not say nothing. If you make a tape, regardless what you do, you're supposed to admit to it and you like whatever you did because don't do it if you don't like it. That man sat up here and never said he didn't like it, said how it happened, whatever, enjoy it, and send him his cut.
Hey, well, hold on, Andre. Hold on.
So that's not what I was talking about.
Hold on. I already sent the girls a piece of the video, mistake.
Okay.
And Tap said we are now going in business. So if you want the whole video, mistake, please go to your nearest Walgreens. Hold on. Please go to your nearest Walgreens, CVS, Dwayne Reed, mistake, wherever they sell green dot cards, and get a $20 green dot card, and I'll send you all six pieces of the video, the full video. How you doing?
But that's the thing, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking
about... Well, before you, honey, I don't even want to talk about. Happy birthday to my son, Two-Way. I was just saying, everybody tell you happy birthday to Two-Way.
Are you trying it?
Yeah, I'm trying it. Uh-huh. Happy birthday, Two-Way.
What you said?
Yeah,
please.
I'm trying it. Uh-huh. Happy birthday, Two-Way.
Because I'm trying to sing.
Girl, Miss Thing, like Tap said, if you want to address me.
Honey, like I said, don't try it.
Oh. No, I'm gonna try it, Mr. Thing. Now you know you ain't nobody, Mr. Thing.
Don't try it now.
So whoever got that, the girls that got that small piece of clip, that's only a small piece. Get a green dot card. I get 10. Tap gets 10, and I'll
Pussy,
send out the
Pussy
full
said
video.
She got $20.
Honey, I'll send out the full video. Tap and Smiles get 10, and I'll get 10. We're going to make a business out of this. How you doing? Switchboard, we got you. Honey, how you doing? We about to make business out of this, honey. I'm not posting it on XTube, honey. You gotta have to pay for it if you want it. Y'all gotta sneak. Oh, it's just like if you go on the AMC or Magic Johnson movie theater, bitch, and you watch it, you get a preview, bitch. Y'all bitches got a preview. Now you wanna see the full motherfucking movie, bitch, you gotta pay. How you doing? Tap said we going into business. We going into business.
Stupid.
We going into business. Me and Tap and Smiles is going into business. How y'all doing? And we going to make another one.
Because the sex with them is great. You know, Andre,
Nicole, it was a nasty, girl, honey. Ooh,
but that's what makes it so good, because they love each other, so they was into it.
Girl, if I was Eagle Son, I would have been right in the tail.
Are they taking any members?
Yes, for the next shoot, yes.
Now, are y'all taking any contenders for the next Green Nine?
Yes, honey, yes.
I guess that's why it was so good, because they love her, so...
Yes, and we got a MacBook Pro over here, too. Honey.
They said, Kelly, they said the room should have gotten in. No shade. You being shady.
The room ain't get it? The girls in the room ain't get it?
It's Nicki Minaj saying you are being shady. The room should have got it.
Hold on. Let me take this caller. While I take this caller, I'm going to download the preview to my...
photo bucket, and then I'll put the preview in, and then y'all can determine if y'all want to see the West. Because y'all, the only preview y'all going to see is the dick going in the ass. Y'all not going to see the splits, the sucking, and the cum shots and all of that. Y'all can't get all of that unless y'all pay for all of that. But 910-644. You on the air. 910-644. You're on the air. Okay, I guess not. Honey.
Did you send it to your chat room girlfriends? They want that.
Well, they gotta wait. Bitch, I only got two fucking hands. Shit. Honey, they gotta fucking wait, honey. I gotta upload it.
If they wanted to ask you something, hold on.
No.
Hello? Hello?
Debra said no.
She wanna know who was getting yacked at the ball.
Somebody was getting yacked at the ball?
Yeah, that's what she wanted to know. She didn't know how to come up with it.
Well, who was getting yacked at the ball?
Who was getting yacked at the ball?
Spill the tea.
Hello?
Who was getting yacked?
It was two boys upstairs in the bathroom. They was fucking each other.
You don't know how they look up their names?
No, I know they got body.
Well,
they were all sex time.
That's not going to be much information for us because we need the pictures, the name, or something.
When I see them, trust me, I'll point them out.
Well, let Kelly know, because she knows she handles it. Maybe she can get a coiner for that.
A coiner? No, she ain't going to get no coin. I'm going to get the coin. Kelly can't get everything now. I love her to death. Andre.
Yeah.
What is you doing?
None of your business. No, I ain't doing shit.
Oh, shit.
Miss Thing, I don't know what's going on with my photo bucket, Miss Thing. My photo bucket is not letting me log in.
That's because you sent in too many out.
So much.
Oh, somebody has a video in the room.
They have it already?
I think it says ZShareNet video 67. Oh, there you go. Yeah, I think they got it.
Okay, true.
Oh, I came to say slay. It's not good? You said, oh, child. It's no good? Wait. Devin said, that's it? Kelly, you only giving the girls a little piece?
Yes, a little piece. Gotta pay for
they
the run.
Over it.
They gotta pay for the rest if they want it, bitch.
Oh, my God. Where's the condom?
That bitch said, oh, my God, where's the condom?
That's what you got to hear. Andre, go to the
no,
room.
No, baby, listen, trust me. Tell the girls in the chat room, to the girls that's in the chat room, trust me, it's not whack at all, honey, baby. Trust and believe. That was only a sneak peek. He's back. Who's back, Tab?
I am, hello?
Tab, you back?
Hello? I don't want to come back on here. I was just listening. But, Tab, we're going to do nothing for free. We in business right now.
Okay,
right,
do I get to get
on
tap? Do y'all have a next scene? Do y'all
doing
the next
tap? Yeah, and I guess the person who's on my computer, they couldn't upload it directly from my computer. So there's a better copy, you know what I'm saying? It's a better copy of it. I can get it directly from the computer, but they recorded it with a real camera phone.
Well,
so it may not be a good copy. Yeah.
Hit me up on Yahoo, and give me the password to the computer, because we're going to go in business so we get a better version, because the girls, yo, I already gave the girls a sneak peek. I ain't give them the full thing. So hit me up on Yahoo. I got a MacBook and a charger. I'll go charge the computer up, honey, and get the real video, and we are going in business.
You charge
the
I don't know if you want to be called with the computer, because I'm doing a, you know what I'm saying, whatever, but I'll give you the stuff. I don't know if, you know what I'm saying, whatever, but I don't got to Yahoo, but
hit me, I'm Legendary Kelly Mizrahi.
All right.
So
all
hit
right.
me, So hit me up because it was on. And the girls want to know, are y'all taking actors?
Hold on real quick. Hold on real quick.
Fitch said the girls want to know if they're taking actors or actresses. Like this is a scene.
The girls
want to
know when the next time you're doing another show. The girls want to know, y'all taking actress and actress for the next movie. Because they said
actresses.
They said the movie was on.
Hello?
Hello?
Snap?
He probably bowling. He bowling.
Oh, he bowling.
Oh.
There you go. There you go.
Tap. Now, this not tap. This Pampers. Tap bowling. I'm holding the phone.
Oh,
hey, Pampers.
How are you?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
What's going on, 5,000? You bowling at 5,000? I thought that's right.
Pampers, you bowled down at that ball. You did not have to go off like that.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on. Here go Tap. I don't know what you're talking about. Here's Tap.
Uh-huh, I'm back.
Give it to me, Jason.
Hello?
Tap. Yeah, Tap.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The girls want to know what now?
The girls want to know
what
y'all think of
actresses. Not actors. Actresses.
Who is that? The guys want to know we taking actress or what now?
Yes, they want to be. They want to star in the next movie.
Yes, hello.
Oh.
I mean, how, is y'all taking, not actors, but actresses, you know, for your next movie? Hair, you know, hair, body.
Y'all some assholes.
Here, Kelly, help me out here.
Yeah.
Some earrings.
We want to start the next movie.
I want to go with... Hold on, yeah.
Well, you go ahead, Tab. You go ahead and finish bowling.
Hello?
Hit me up with you. Hello? Hello?
Oh, it's a
Pampers?
Lot of them DQs at that bowling alley.
Is this Pampers? Hello?
They up in the bowling alley, girl. Mm.
Yeah, it'd be, like, they go on outings, like, every week, like, the Milans go down there and play bowling.
Where are they at right now?
At the bowling alley on Monroe.
In Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that's where it's at, Andre the Butch. Oh, the bowling alley. You know that? No. Interesting.
Well, that was just
it's time to wrap up the show, honey.
Okay, but that was just a sneak peek. Tap is gonna hit me up and give me the password to the computer. I'm gonna go where the computer at, and I'm gonna get the full video, and I'm gonna send it to my phone this day. So if you girls want the full video, it's your green dot cards mistake. I will be checking the green dot cards before I put them on my card mistake. Don't try it because I will attack you. But Nicole, say goodnight to the girls.
I love everybody. Thank you for allowing me to come on. Have a wonderful night.
Okay. Kool-Aid, say goodnight to the girls.
She's gone.
Okay. Jasmine.
Kelly, say goodnight to the girls.
I'm the legendary mother, Kelly Mizrahi, all the way from New York City. I'm going to get Tap's computer, Miss Day. I'm going to get the motherfucker. I'm going to get the password. I'm going to get the full motherfucking video in high definition, Miss Day. If you have your green dot card, you know where to get me. Legendary Kelly Mizrahi at yahoo.com. I will be checking all my cards. Whatever you do, practice safe sex and wrap
enough,
it up.
Enough is enough with that. Girl, she's too much, Andre.
Girl?
What are we gonna do? Mandatory Blog Talk Radio meeting.
Okay.
This Friday at 8 PM. I just want to say chat room good night. Thank you guys for listening. Again, thank you everyone. Now I can sleep for a couple of days. Good night. Good night. Good night, Andre. Take it away.
We thank everybody for listening, and we bring y'all the sorrow and the good parts of the radio station, including our cast. And we apologize if you do not like something that we say, but y'all have an opportunity here. The opportunity is if y'all want to listen with us, y'all can. If y'all don't, y'all can change it to another channel. And the way it goes now, it's a lot of channels going on. So we love everybody, and thank you for our crowd of people, because without y'all, we wouldn't be us. So thank y'all so much for listening, and we'll definitely see y'all back here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. And don't forget, if you're around, come to my birthday next Wednesday. All right, take it easy, and we'll see y'all Monday. Bye-bye.